Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
866-901-ADAM. I'd take some of your phone calls if you called the show this morning. I would. Let's get them over with. Tracy Morgan is coming in this morning, God willing. He's Tracy Morgan, very funny comedian, nice guy. I don't know if he would be clinically insane, but a little bit crazy.
Right, the fine line.
You know, it's weird. I've called a lot of celebrities crazy. They've taken umbrage to it many times. They've taken offense. They've gotten angry. But I say to them, but you must know you're a little bit nutty. I mean, there are these David Arquettes of the world, Tracy Morgans this way. There's a lot of folks working in this industry that are euphemistically even call them crazy. I don't mean crazy. I mean like you so crazy. I don't mean like you should be institutionalized or undergo shock treatment.
Man, I'm crazier than a rabbit's ass.
Yeah.
You said yesterday that Janice Dickinson was a super nutty supermodel.
She's nutty? Or you can argue with all of those who think you're nutty or think you're crazy, but it's not like we went and forged some crazy papers and then broke into your house and planted them. We just watch you on TV. We see you being interviewed. We see your lifestyle and we make our decisions. You know, I don't say Jimmy Carter. He's out of control. He's a madman. No, I've seen the man. He doesn't seem to display any of the characteristics that would coincide with being that way. And then there's David Arquette or Tracy Morgan or Janice Dickinson where you go, wow, okay, those guys are nuts. Yeah?
She picked up a knife and held it to Omarosa. That could be qualified by
producers
some.
Told her to do it.
Bigger fish to fry. The most powerful man in the world could, in the minds of some, be considered crazy. The fate of the globe in the hands of the Lord above.
Strategery.
Some might call that crazy, too.
Well, but every, you know, Reagan was pretty big on that, too. I don't understand how that just flies under everyone's radar when folks go out and decide to talk to their maker about what they should do as far as foreign policy goes.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Insane.
I as an atheist, I'm always surprised and or offended. Although on the other side of the coin, on the Democratic side of the coin, when phonies like Bill Clinton have to go talk to their men of the cloth to hash out certain issues involving sexual abuse of interns and things like that, in a way, even more diabolically insane, because Clinton doesn't believe it for a second. The thing that's scary about Bush is Bush does believe he has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, which is albeit definitely frightening. Clinton frightening in another way, which is he believes he can make you think he believes, which is condescending and frightening to me.
I'm going to pray about it.
Yeah, I always love the people that just do it. Again, there's a sort of a math thing when it comes to religion. I'll just do the thing that will get me a one-way ticket to hell, and then I'll expect you to believe that I actually believed it would. Of course you didn't, or you wouldn't have done it. If you really think this is what's going to happen, you wouldn't do it. You really wouldn't. Yeah?
But, you know, it's like that movie where the guy has the tail. You know, has the, what's it called when a guy has a tail?
Vestigial tail?
Vestigial.
Yeah. You start dating a girl, you have to hide certain things about yourself.
Shallow Hal.
Sure.
Shallow Hal,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't let on, I have a tail early on. It's the same thing. Clinton can't go to the average American and say, oh, I don't believe in God.
No, we're not.
That's kooky.
We're not ready. We're not ready for it. I agree. It's just when they evoke his name, it always comes across a little disingenuous.
I hear what you're saying, yeah.
Richard?
Yes, is this Adam?
Yes.
Yes, I love you, Adam. You rock.
May I call you Dick?
You can so call me Dick. You know what else? I spoke to Tad on the phone, and I told him I love Big Tad.
Mm. Have you seen Big Tad?
Big Tad is so cool. Didn't he do? Yeah, he's so cool.
Yeah.
Mm.
Anyways, we can talk about anything you want to. You can ask me where I work, because I know you like to ask where gay guys work.
Awesome.
Where do you work?
You gotta guess. Remember,
oh,
silly?
Okay. All right. Well, listen.
Silly.
As we're, I thought I was supposed to ask where you work. All right. I'm gonna guess where you work. Well, first off, just for your sake, you should hope it's somewhere hot,
like super hot,
like a Subway or a foundry or something. Because
where I'm getting like footlongs all day, huh?
Ooh. Now I'm going with this. I'm going with a sandwich place.
Well, I do like footlongs, and I serve them up pretty good, but I don't work at Subway.
Well, here's the thing for gay people. When it comes to... Let me explain. Hold on for a second. If you're openly gay... Now, if you're just sort of gay, you can be a publicist, or you can do anything in the Hollywood area. But if you're flamboyantly gay, you must... It's weird. There's only one job for people that are sort of goth or flamboyantly gay or just sort of on the outer fringes of culture and society, and that's the video store. For some reason, they're always hiring weirdos. You go to the video store. No, not Blockbuster. You got to go to your 2020,
yes,
or your tower or warehouse or whatever. But you go into those places. And there's the guy with he's got the mascara on one eye, and then the other guy who's, you know, pre-op transsexual thing. Somebody decided about 1986 that every unemployable weirdo could find employment at a video store.
Yes, I worked at a video store in high school, and it was me on the shift and a guy named Charlie, who was an ex-con.
Yeah.
Just the two of us.
It's a weird thing. I mean, I understand you don't need a degree to hand out videos and tell guys to be kind and rewind. But there are millions of jobs that way. They just don't hire weirdos. You go to the video store, you see the weirdo. For some reason, maybe they're artists.
Well, you don't have to handle food. Maybe it seems safe.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. Richard?
Yes, sir.
I'm going video store.
Well, you're wrong again.
Wow.
Buzzer.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, do you, Phil Leotardo, Frank Vincent?
Excuse me?
Frank Vincent from the Sopranos is going to be calling in a little bit later. Do you have anybody?
Can I speak with him?
Well, only if we can out you to a co-worker, family member, or a clergy member.
Clearly, Richard plays it pretty close to the vest here.
Yeah, it's gonna shock.
A lot of people might not know.
Right.
I got, like, both feet in the water and out of the closet. I mean, give me a...
But nobody you know, there's no one in your world who doesn't know you're gay?
I think his line was cut off.
I do hang out with John and Jess a lot, but I think they're already out of the closet.
All right, now he fell off the phone. So be it. Divine intervention.
And probably the wagon.
Let's, I'm kind of curious where it works. I'm trying to, I was talking about the Subway. I think he spun that into Subway.
Sandwiches.
By the way, I know it's cute and everything, but shouldn't there be a law where you can't name your business or chain after sort of municipal functions? Could be very confusing. I'll meet you at the Subway.
Sure.
I mean, it has to happen. What is there, 7,000 Subway chains all over the nation? Almost every major metropolitan city has a Subway. It must happen 500 times a day where somebody says, oh, we'll see you at the Subway. No, the Subway right off on Sunset, right across from Vine. And then the guy standing in the sandwich shop, the other guy standing 30 feet below him.
Yeah, smell it. With a pervasive smell of urine all around.
Yes,
some bum playing a horn next
thinking,
to
why should we meet here for lunch? I don't even know how this works, but Cousin Sal, Jimmy's Cousin Sal, has a lot of screwed up, retarded friends. He thinks it's a good time to hang out. There's guys who like to surround themselves with characters because they think it's funny. It's funny, but after about 10 minutes, you realize these people are borderline retarded, and it's not such a good time. By the time the hors d'oeuvres come when you're going out to eat or the appetizer comes, you're done talking to these idiots. He hangs out with guys named Cal, who are like essentially, you know, Cal, right? Mm-hmm. Dave, essentially mentally retarded.
Yeah, it's at some point, who's the joke on?
Right. We were, yes, not Cal, Cousin Sal, but we were over in New York, me and Jimmy and Cousin Sal, and somehow I had to go meet Cal, who was taking a train in from, like, Ithaca at Penn Station. And they said, look, this guy's essentially like a nine-year-old. Like Tad when he was nine. Not a smart nine-year-old. But like Tad at age nine, traveling alone. Oh, sure, he's in a man's body, but he'll be confused by the bright lights in the big city. You have to be standing there at Charlie O's to greet him. Otherwise, he may just spin out, break down, you know, throw himself on the tracks. I said, I will be there. You know, they kept saying, Charlie O's, Penn Station, 1 o'clock. Charlie O's. I go to Penn Station, and I stand outside the Charlie O's, which is on the ground level, first floor, for an hour. No cow anywhere. There's another Charlie O's that is at the train level, four below. But here's the thing. I talked to 28 people, the guys at the Charlie O's on the first floor, the cops, the transit authorities, everyone. And I kept saying, I was told to meet a guy at Charlie O's. I don't know. I don't know where he is. I'm worried about the guy. Nobody who worked there full time. And this is what I hate about this country. People can work at a place for 40 years and not know anything about it. Or if they do, not be willing to share that information with you. I stood outside of Charlie O's, talked to everyone who worked at the Charlie O's, and talked to every cop that passed by and everyone who worked for the transit authority. Kept saying, I'm supposed to meet someone at Charlie O's. I don't know where the guy is. Is there another entrance to this Charlie O's? Nobody said there's another Charlie O's below you, first about 40
time,
feet.
First time this confusion's come up in 50 years.
I know! Nobody said a goddamn word. I just stood up there and I couldn't believe, like, I am at Charlie O's. It is 1 o'clock. I'm at Penn Station. Where is this guy? And I kept walking around and thinking he's walking in the front door while I walked out the back door. Of course, nobody from the janitors to the security said one goddamn word, including the employees of the Charlie O's. Probably some rivalry they have, something right. That happened on the softball diamond many years ago. Little intramural Charlie O's challenge. But finally, I just went down to the transit authority, you know, police station in the basement. I just stood there. It was like out of a movie. And I said, this guy's lost. I'm worried. He has the mental capacity of you know, nine-year-old Tad. They said, who's Tad? I said, you know, this picture's so stupid. They nod in agreement. And they said, what does this guy look like? I said, well, he's, and I did that thing where I was sort of looking up in the air and scratching my head. He's about, and as I'm looking out the window, I'm seeing him walk by slowly. I'm actually like literally like pointing at him like, well, he's about 5'9", 2". That's him. That's the guy right there. And they
plaintively mooing.
They were delighted. Yes. Yes, Cal. We have a gay BMW mechanic. Justin?
Yes, sir.
You're gay and you work on BMWs?
I'm a goddamn gay BMW mechanic.
Hmm. What does PCV stand for?
PCV?
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
You don't know what a PCV valve is?
Oh, a PCV valve, yeah. The BMWs don't have those. That's on Japanese cars. Yeah. No, trust me, I'll ask me any car question you want. I'm pretty good.
I have one.
Yeah.
Name three parts of the electrical system of a car.
Oh, gosh. On the engine, you have the alternator that controls the power, sends the DME, controls the computer for the engine. You have the instrument cluster, which has a couple circuit boards in it, lithium batteries that run it.
That's the instrument cluster. That's not on the engine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You are gay.
Electrical systems. You got the alternator. What else?
Yeah.
Well, the DME, which is that's the computer for the engine.
All right.
And then the battery.
All right.
I'm working on an X5 right now, and I'm laughing my ass off because I feel like, you know, your whole comment about the God thing. It's just, it feels like we're getting annihilated by the Bible these days.
They're rough. It's back, by the way. You'd think the Bible would have been at its zenith at a certain point. thousand years ago or so, and then slowly losing momentum, like record sales. Like, well, you release a record and it's number one on the Billboard charts, and eventually, by the time we land on the charts, it's way down the charts. We don't hear about it anymore. Oh no, it keeps getting renewed.
Wishful thinking, right?
Oh, so sad. So sad.
Religious people vote.
All right,
well,
Justin.
Exactly.
Well, wait a second. Let's see, Justin, does everyone in your world, your friends and family, everyone know?
Listen, guy.
Potty mouth.
I had to yell at people so many times on Loveline for this. People dropping the F-bomb and the S-bomb was with regularity on the radio. And I always say to them, and they go, oh, come on, I've heard you say worse. You know, you're talking about boobies and 69ing, and it's like, yeah, but have you ever heard the F word on the radio?
He can't say S. He can say BM, like in BMW.
Yeah. English motherfucker, do you speak it?
Wow.
Now, Ace, you're an open-minded fella, but do you have any sort of issues with your car being worked on by a gay fella? Does that somehow bring into question his ability for you?
I did have a Nissan that got hepatitis C once, and I didn't know if it had been raped by VW or, as I suspected, a mechanic, gay mechanic, was working on it without the gloves. That's, I suspect.
Get a catalytic converter.
Justin?
All right, yes, sir.
Here's a quick quiz question. You ready?
Cool, yes.
How many cubic inches per liter?
Oh, Christ. Here we go.
I like this. This is a good. This should be an ongoing thing. Trivia, car trivia. Adam versus the gay mechanics.
Scintillating.
This one's going to be good. Let go for it.
Well, I'm asking you.
Oh.
If you have a 2-liter engine, how many cubic inches is it? You know, you hear about a Chevy 350 or a 427 or a 454, but what does that translate into? Because half the people are driving around with Chevy 350 engines, the other half are driving around with 3-liter engines. How do you know which one's bigger?
How do I know which one?
All right. 60 cubic inches per liter. That's how it goes. No one will ever remember that. But all I'm saying is if you're driving around a 3-liter car, you have 180 cubic inches. And you can do a little math when people are talking about a Chevy 350, old V8 or whatever. Your engine is half that size.
The gay mechanic wants 180 cubic inches.
The gay mechanic sounds like the worst Charles Bronson movie ever. You know what I do with punks like you? I rape them. And I use lithium grease. Oh, yeah. I'll pack your bearings, sonny. The gay mechanic. All right. We need to take ourselves a little break. We have... I love this Beck song. I could hear more of this. We have our daddy expert, author. Where's his book, Brusket? Do we have that around here? Yeah, he's going to give us some tips. Tracy Morgan's also coming in, God willing.
He's in.
He's in.
I saw him walk in moments ago.
Wow.
Early.
Frank Vincent and Joe Ganascoli also going to be part of the show from The Sopranos, obviously. Mac Daddy, Mastering Fatherhood Without Losing Your Style, Your Cool, or Your Mind. Be prepared to be underwhelmed, everyone. Perez Hilton, Gossip Queen, also going to be in, doing her or his or its Hollywood happenings. The jury's out. Also, Jesse, Jane, and Kristen Price. Saw them last night on Playboy's Night Calls.
Boobies!
They've really raised the bar. The first couple seasons of Night Calls, chicks wearing coveralls and ponchos just answering the phone and had nothing to do with sex. Just answering phones at night. Then eventually some caller got smart enough in season 4 to go, could you play with your boobie? And they're like, I guess. And now it is Sodom and Gomorrah in there.
The genie's out of the bottle.
I always like it when the dude who's calling in from Silmar, who sounds like he has a 9th grade education, is making them hot.
You think they're not really hot?
They're hot, but him telling the other one, to put a crayon in the other one's ass is not making them hot. That is it. Put a crayon in your butt, could you? You're making me hot. Really? I wish it worked that way.
If only.
All right. We will take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, opinions, celebrities, news, sports, and so much more.
The Ed on the phone. Ed?
You guys got a new girl there, huh?
Yes.
What's her name?
Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Hi. Okay. I enjoy your reviews very much.
I like your news. You got some good news for me.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of The Adam Carolla Show.
Daddy.
You better roll with the Big Mac. The man with the game.
Mac, Daddy.
Got a big snake. All you got to do is make it dance. You know what I'm saying?
Daddy. Mm.
What happened to the OJs? Mac Daddy. Name of the book. Larry Blydner. In studio. Good to see you, Larry.
Good to see you, Adam.
Larry has, again, written a book called Mac Daddy, Mastering Fatherhood Without Losing Your Style, Your Cool or Your Mind. I have kids coming in now. Now it's really into the hours. I mean, it's 100 hours or so from now, at least theoretically, the kids will be coming. That'll be on Wednesday of next week. He's going to give me some tips. One of the things I see here at the top of the list is help your kid kick bullies' butts.
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, you can just do it for them, you know, physically assault their peers, but that's one way.
But I don't like leaving the house.
Well,
you know, I'm a quasi-celebrity. People know I have deep pockets.
You hire a button man.
Hmm.
Hire some muscle. But no, the real way to do it is, I mean, Mac Daddy is anathema to all these other milksop daddies that that Hollywood and television tells us we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And even my six-year-old daughter, I mean, there's a little rough housing in the schoolyard, and they wig over this. It's, oh, talk it out, but you know, take a time.
Use your words.
Thank you.
Yes.
Use your words. That's what they say. Well, yeah, that works up to a point when somebody's pummeling the snot out of you.
If your words are MF-er and then you shock them in the gut, then that's using your words. That's fine.
Yeah. So there's a little, I devote a little of territory in the book to, schooling people on, getting your kid suited up for martial arts.
Are we creating a nation of pussies?
Absolutely.
I think we're already there. We're already there. A couple things. I've long had this theory where women in society at large are trying to talk men into being women.
Yes.
Now we're creating a society of guys that not only don't cook and clean like they used to not do, but they can't change a flat tire.
That's right.
They can't defend themselves anymore. They're more wrapped up in, sort of fantasy games on the internet and this sort of hypothetical, theoretical, magical world than they are in the old days of sort of knuckle busting and beer tilting and that kind of stuff.
Adam, you're a Mac Daddy, babe.
But why? I don't understand. Like, somebody, and I think it's the Fagalas, but I'll check into it. It's definitely the left. The left decided that there should be no chasm between men and women.
Well,
women should be in the military. Men should be in the kitchen. I think it's going to backfire on society.
Oh, it already has. And we're doomed. We're doomed as a nation unless we can reverse this
tide
immediately.
I got twins coming. Are they doomed, too?
Are they boys or girls? Do you know?
We got one of each.
One of each. Well, this is your chance. You know, it could be Adam and Eve. No, that would be very wrong.
It's my chance to step up.
It is. Absolutely. Because you can make that male, 100% male, and you can make that girl,
On the other hand, there's an interesting thing, and, as I get older, I start getting more confused about. I used to think, well, is it nature or is it nurture? Right. How do people come out the way they are?
Right.
And then I started to realize, they just seem to be the way they are.
That's
I'm
true.
Very different from my sister. We both grew up with the same parents.
Yes.
And I started thinking about it. My dad, for instance, is a 100% bona fide puss. He is the king of all the wusses. He'll tell you himself. He's an impish little guy who's sort of bent over, his shoulders are rolled. He doesn't, I was thinking about it the other day, he's never laced on a pair of cleats or tennis shoes in his entire life. He's never owned a ball or a mitt or a bat or a tennis racket.
Wow.
My dad is 72 years old and he has never in his life, and I'm guessing never will, put on a pair of cleats. He has no idea what it's like to run down a grassy field.
So who taught you how to play football?
Please, I was into it. I'm into building. My dad was standing at my house once when I measured a block, a 2x4 block, because I was doing a little work in the underpinning of the house. And I said, well, this one's going to have to be 18 and a half inches. And he said, what do you do? Go to the hardware store and have them cut it for you? And I was like, listen, old man, I cut it here on a chop saw. What are you talking about? I was sent out to have the 2x4 cut. He had no idea. He does not own a tool. He does not own a baseball mitt. He has no interest in automobiles. He has zero interest and all the stuff I'm passionate about. So how does the influence part work?
It is, well, everything you said is true, and it is mostly nature.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know with my two kids, my elder daughter, she's six. By the time she was two, she was practically reciting Shakespeare.
Right.
The younger one is about almost, well, she's a year and a half. All she does is grunt. Mm-hmm. I was taking full credit for the loquaciousness.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'm a man of letters. Look what I did. No, had nothing to do with it. So all we can do is we can just give them the best possible push. Help them find their bliss. That's what we were talking about. And then let them run that way. Don't try to redirect.
Yeah, people will start showing an interest or capacity for something. Maybe it's numbers. Yeah. Maybe it's gadgets.
Music.
Maybe it's music. Yeah. Whatever it is, they'll start early and often. I mean, if you get a kid who's meant to be a drummer, if you have a young Tommy Lee, God forbid you have a young Tommy Lee, at age three, every drummer in the world, whenever they interview these guys, they go, well, how did you get into music? I go, well, when I was about three, I picked up a pot and a pan and a wooden spoon, and I started banging the bejesus out of it. And then at some point, my sixth birthday, my folks broke down and bought me a drum kit. That's what you do.
Right.
You get a kid who's banging on, you don't take the pot away from him and shame him. You go get him a drum kit, right?
Yes, but at some point you must tell him, you know, a drummer is a guy who hangs around with musicians.
Oh, I know. You're trying to shame young Tommy Lee.
No. He's a fine percussionist.
We have Larry Blydner, by the way. He's the author of Mac Daddy. I have the book right in front of me. This is basically tips for fatherhood. I'm going to become one in just a couple of days. Although, there's nothing I can say to the kid for the first few years that's going to penetrate that soft skull of theirs. So I'm sure it's pretty much okay for a few years, right?
Absolutely. I mean, for the first few years, it's really about girding yourself for the assault of parenthood.
And,
you know, it's no stroll down Sesame Street.
Yeah.
And so what you want to do is maintain your edge as a man, and you're cool because, you know, ultimately, a kid doesn't want to have a wuss or a mope for a father. He wants to have somebody or he or she that he can respect.
Yeah, everybody wants to think their dad could kick everyone's ass, could protect them, and if the car ever it's a couple things. If your car breaks down on the side of the road, your dad can fix the car and beat the ass of any troublemaker, any drifter who comes snooping around.
Now, are you ready for the delivery room, Adam?
No.
No. No. Have you discussed epidurals with Lynn?
No.
No.
Oh, no, I haven't. I wanted to do an in-home birth
Really?
I left home. But she'd be at home.
Yeah.
Yes,
it was
an
in-bar birth.
I'd be at Dodger Stadium or something, but we would do an in-home birth. Well, not we, but them.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I don't need to be there.
Yeah.
I my wife hates when I say that, but why do I have to be there?
Well, you don't.
Yeah.
You really don't. But the interesting thing is, you may find, I mean, a lot of women, and in fact, almost all of them play this. It's kind of the equivalent of the arm wrestling, or maybe, you know, short arm comparisons. It's sort of the macho dare. It's, I'm going to have my baby completely naturally.
Mm.
No drugs for me.
Nah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And they all have some friend that they don't know directly. It's a friend of a friend situation named Rainbow or something, and she's into herbal remedies and hemp jogging suits, and she went out into a field of daisies and kicked off her Birkenstocks with her midwife friend Winsong, you know, and gave birth instantly and painlessly, you know, in a field of daisies.
That bitch Winsong.
We loathe her.
Sunshine and happy and Axis over there.
Yeah,
I hate those people.
Yeah.
So wait, Larry, you were not in the delivery room?
No, I was, but I was laughing at my wife because she went through this charade.
That's nice.
That's so sweet.
God, you're wearing that mask, so she didn't know. She thought you were crying. Well, I just, you know what your next book, here's it, Larry, I'd like your next book to be. Okay. It's too late for me now.
I'm a puss, but you shouldn't be.
There you go.
All right, then the one after that will be famous, no, infamous people whose parents were in the delivery room, whose father was in the delivery room and helped out. Turns out Jeffrey Dahmer's dad cut his umbilical cord. So how do you like that, sweetie? Is that the route you want to go? Find me Hitler's dad. Where was he? You know what I mean? Just a long list of folks that have either, they're either in, you know, solitary right now. Right. They've been put to death by the state, or they're in rehab. You know, just effed up celebrity kids, you know. Chastity Bono. Was Sonny in there? I'm sure he was right next to Cher's side, holding her hand and cutting the umbilical cord and lapping up the placenta. This is what happened. This is the monster she turned into.
A little bit country, a lot pussy.
That's right. The hell was that?
The Cher song.
Oh, it was? No, that's Donny Marie.
It's Marie Osmond.
Whatever.
Same thing.
Larry.
Your teeth.
Are you drunk? The point is write a book. Find a long list because, look, let's face it. Women, are, if anything, they're pliable. All if I showed my wife 100 horrible celebrities or notables and went down, these are, they all had the parents right in there holding the hand, Lamaze, you know, dabbing the forehead, cutting the umbilical cord, she'd throw me right out of there.
Oh yeah.
Research that and work it out.
I will. That's a great idea.
What other tips do you have for me?
Well, what about, speaking of names, are you thinking about names?
Mm-hmm.
Because with girls...
Harold and Kumar.
There you go. Because with girls, you can get
contemporary.
Cute.
Yeah.
You can get cute, you can get kind of funky. But guys, you don't want to do that.
It sets the tone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, and then the worst thing is probably these sort of ambisexual names that people like to give their... Well, if you're in Hollywood, you can name them Rumor or you know, or a Pilot Scout. And
right.
And so but, you know, for the rest of the folks in the heartland there, you know, these ambisexual names, I think, are terrible that they slap on kids. What's your name? Lindsay. Come on. No.
Well, Lindsay, that's dude. Wrong. Oh, yeah. That's,
Lindsay,
dude. That's bad. Yeah.
Know.
No,
yeah.
I'm going with something like Slade.
Hey, I like that. Hammer.
Yeah. Hammer's nice.
Yeah.
You want a solid
something
surface.
Solid for the guy.
I don't know about that. I'm not totally good with that.
Well, if he ever opens a bar and it's in the right part of town.
Is that a Cher song?
Marie Osmond, I think.
All right. So you say go with Fist and not Lindsay for the boy.
Exactly.
And In the OR, what should I be doing? What should
here's what I recommend.
And what about me nipping off a flask? Is that considered poor form?
You know what? You should have a keg party in there.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get the keg in there.
Can.
But how about a flask? How about just a nip?
You can bring in pretty much anything you want, okay? There's a lot of myths exploded in this book. And one of the things is, you know, you watch on television, the birth's always the guy holding the wife's hand and, oh, honey, breathe me. That's for total wusses. I mean, your job is to actually make her laugh because she's going to be drunk. Drugged up and high anyway, okay? So you might as well subject her to everything that you normally wouldn't because she's helpless and incapacitated.
She told me she wanted to laugh it up, she told me she wanted me to pick up David Alan Greer on the way to the hospital.
Yeah.
And
ouch.
I know. Come on, baby. I don't make you laugh anymore.
There
you
are.
Wow. Wait. She needed a surrogate?
Yeah.
Also,
definitely drink heavily.
And David Alan Greer actually coincidentally lives halfway between where I live and the hospital we're going to. I actually entertained it for a moment. I thought, well, you know what? We could go. But yes, he's right on the way.
Adam, you're sweet and loving and everything, but I really need a laugh. Get that.
Yeah.
No,
then we burst into the emergency room and, you know, they see me with the wife and the black guy and they're like, we got a pregnant woman, a gunshot wound here. Stat. I don't want him to all circle around DAG, you know, they're just, you know, they're racist that
there
way.
There is no racial bigotry here.
What about the boy? What about Fist? Are you going to circumcise him? What's up
with
that?
Jeez, you know, it's funny. I've never talked about that.
Oh, you need to discuss this, Adam. I'm serious. Mm. Really. Because, first of all, the OBGYN will ask you right there on site.
On site?
On site, yes. And I almost got in a dust-up with this guy with the first kid.
You have girls.
Well, it's not, over that. That was the first time. Can't you see the way this kid
is
built?
From Nigeria.
I'm sorry.
but it was actually about 10 minutes before it popped
out. Got a dust-up, though, OBGYN.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, well, see, it was the wrong OGBYN. The right guy was in the Greek islands take a vacation. So in walks the sub, who looked like Eddie Van Halen, chewing a wad of Bubblicious with a pack of Camels rolled up in his T-shirt. And he says to my wife, "This is going to be like taking the biggest dump of your life. Easy as pie. 1, 2, 3." That's what
heard it explained that way.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Let's hope he doesn't write that on the incubator.
And then he was determined to cut the wee-wee. Because,
right there?
Right there, because it's an extra fee. You got to be ready for that.
I thought that the circumcision came like 6 months later.
Well, that's if you're doing it for religious purposes. But if it's just to, you know, pad his tab, they'll do it right there.
Is it a kind of situation where, you know, when they work on your car and they go, look, exactly, as long as we're turning the rotors and we got the whole front end apart, let's just pack the wheel bearings. Yep. It's only an extra. You're only paying for the... Yeah. Is it that kind of thing? Like, as long as your wife is splayed open and there's blood everywhere, and it's going to be enough pennies on the dollar to cut the kid's prepubes off.
They'll actually give that infant a $200 hearing test unless you stop them.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to stop them.
You've got to stop them.
After the success of Deaf Rat Guy, I have mixed feelings about the kid having hearing at all. I really do.
Show up drunk and heavily armed.
All right. I'm gonna bring a flask in there, and I've realized you can nip off a flask, because I've seen this in enough movies. You can nip off a flask as long as you offer a hit to the guys in front of you. You can pull a flask out, bub, and I need a nip. No, thanks. All right. He never says, oh, no, now stop. He just says, no, thanks. You can do it with cigarettes, too. Smoke. Okay. And you smoke. If you don't offer them the hit or the nip, they'll go, whoa, you can't do that in here. So just offer them the hit. Mac Daddy, I should write a book. I really should. How to drink in ORs.
Yeah.
Mastering fatherhood without losing your style, your cool, or your mind. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
We'll have you back when Brusket craps out his kid.
I'm ready. I'll be there.
We'll take a quick break. Tracy Morgan, funniest man in the universe. Tracy Morgan coming in 1 second after this.
There's more coming up.
Hell yeah.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey! Hello, Bob Connolly.
Bob Connolly.
Yes.
We got a problem here, man. My name is Spoon, and I just called for a tea time, and she automatically just hung up on me, assuming that I was not a member.
There's never been any tea times at Bar ever.
This sounds racist. Bob, are you black?
No.
So you don't know the struggle, man.
I wish I could help you. Anything else I can help you with?
Yes. I bet you I could caddy there. Can I be a caddy?
Yeah, absolutely.
See? Oh, my goodness, Bob. Black power. Yeah.
Yeah. Spoony love from up above.
Remember those days, bro.
Oh, those were the days. Tracy Morgan.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. That was, I had so much fun just doing that, man. You'd be surprised how people respond to crank calls, man.
I'll tell you, Tracy Morgan is Spoony love, by far the most popular. Maybe Special Ed giving Tracy a run for his money, but in the hearts and minds of America, Spoony love, number one crank Yankers character.
Baby, Spoony love from up above. Spoony love from up above. Holler at your boy when you see him on the streets. Act like you know I'm Spoon. I'm Spoon.
Now, see, I want to say this, Spoony, Tracy.
What up?
I say, like, everyone talks about the racist America, and it's true. There are a fair amount of racists in America, but the other half of America that isn't racist is trying to make up for the racist America. Mm-hmm. So as long as you get a white guy on the phone who's trying to make up for racist America, you can say anything you want to him.
Great stuff. Great stuff.
You guys, when I say you, I mean the brothers, need to realize that, yes, there's some troublemaking racists out there. And then there's folks like me and Dave and Teresa that feel the burden of those people. Yeah. If I'm walking down the street and a white guy says, hey, buddy, you got some change? Get a job, buddy. Come on, where's your dignity? Black guy does it? Here you go. Here, sorry. Here you go. Sorry, brother.
It's not fair, man. It's not fair.
I'm just saying.
It's not fair. I feel the same way, you know?
If you're walking down the street and there's a black homeless guy and a white homeless guy, do you treat them any differently? Interesting question.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Because I think white people do. I think 10% will be tougher on the black guy, and 90% will feel bad and overcompensate.
Yeah, I think sometimes it gets to white people's conscience.
Yes, yes.
You know, black people be like, I ain't giving nobody nothing.
Yeah, yeah, with the black guy, sorry for what my grandpa did to you. Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go. Yeah, you know, you is I've never thought about this. I've never asked this question, but as a black person, would you treat a homeless person any differently?
As a black person, man, I've been through poverty, so I don't know, man. I'm tough on them, man.
You're tough on the homeless.
I'm tough on them.
Easy on crime, but tough on the homeless.
Tough on the homeless, man. Go get you want spare chains, get a spare job.
You grew up in poverty, yes? In New York, what part?
That's why I'm so funny, man.
Yeah.
That's why I got a lot of kids, man, because we use sex as a sedative, man.
Rich people aren't funny. Yeah, look at Paris Hilton.
Yeah. I'm not heir to any billions, man, you know. We use comedy and sex as a sedative in the hood, you know. It eases the pain of poverty.
Did you grow up on the mean streets of where?
Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy.
And
me, Jay-Z, Biggie Smalls, we all went to school together.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know each other? Did you go at the same time and you knew each other?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you take any notice? Was there any like, hey, this guy's going places, or was just another guy?
Never saw this far, man. I mean, I was just trying to get a good job, bro. You know, when I got into stand up comedy, I had three kids and a wife, man. I had
really
no job. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I came up in Harlem on stand up, so you know we had, and I still have that attitude. I have nothing to lose. So.
Right. So this is now. How old are you when you get into stand up?
20.
So you're pretty young.
Professionally, always been funny.
Mm-hmm.
Always been funny. King of comedy in high school, D. with Clinton. But you know, I had three kids and walking down the street in Harlem on 125th Street. Comedy club's right there. I went inside.
Where did you get the confidence, though, to do that? I mean, I know you're funny in high school,
dude,
but you're 20, you come
comedy,
from a bad
I used to
neighborhood.
Sell crack, man.
Really?
I was a crack dealer, man. I had to feed my family. You got to have confidence.
Wow.
You gotta have confidence out there on them streets of Brooklyn, New York.
So were you come from a big family?
Yeah.
Single parent, that kind of thing? All the traditional?
Yeah, my mother.
No, I don't mean traditional,
kids.
But yeah. Stereotypical stuff?
Yeah, man, this is the truth. It's not stereotypical. My mom's had five of us,
mm-hmm.
and she raised us by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, growing up in a house like that, you have to be competitive and all of that.
What about your brothers and sisters? Did they turn out all right?
Yeah, everybody's well.
Oh, really?
Nobody's jailbird. Nobody's.
Do they need money? They ask you for money?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Every day.
What's your policy on that?
Yeah, how does that work? Because I'm looking for one myself.
Get a job. La 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 la.
They don't. So they. Every time they hear.
I take care of my mom's.
Your mom.
Yeah.
I bought my mother a house in Ohio.
And
yeah, that's my girl. So she's doing her thing, but everybody else,
Yeah, I was telling Kimmel.
Come on, man. Nobody believed me, man, when I told them I was going to be a comedian.
Yeah. Well, why should
they said,
believe you?
UPS is hiring.
Yeah, I know, but it's almost like saying you're going to be an astronaut
this.
Or something.
Yeah, nobody saw this.
No.
Nobody saw this. Now it's here, and everybody's like...
I'll tell you who saw it. Jimmy Kimmel.
I remember my dude.
Jimmy Kimmel went out to Texas to do something about 6-7 years ago, and he came back, and he said, we hung out with Tracy Morgan. He is nuts, but funny.
Leroy was with us.
Yes,
is this Leroy?
He said, your buddy's Leroy, nuts, yeah. too.
I still hear stories all the time from Cousin Sal and Jimmy Kimmel about you two together.
We hung out at the Gentleman's Club that night. Remember, Al?
What's
we had an argument
club?
This morning, man.
It's a club where gentlemen never go.
For the man show, Ziggy Soki, Jimmy Kimmel out there, Tracy Morgan out there from SNL, everybody. Spoonie, love your work, my brother. Wow. Hey, give me 10. Jade, stage 3, Jade. He's got his main man over there. What's your name over there? Luther?
Leroy.
Black guy named Leroy, don't remember that one. Hey, Jimmy Kimmel out there. I got my man Leroy. Hey, let's send around champagne. Well, I know that's what the brothers drink.
That's
Sheila, stage 2. Sheila, give a lap dance.
Rock and roll is in trouble, Adam.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I think rock and roll
really?
Is in trouble.
But
yeah.
Not in strip clubs.
Axl Rose got beat up by Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rock and roll is in trouble. That's not going to happen.
That
to
is
DMX.
A bad sign.
Russell Simmons is not beating up DMX, bro.
That is a very bad sign.
I was hurt. I was hurt when I saw that.
Yeah,
that was worse than Fantasia not being able to read.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. What about that right there?
This is 2006. I'm pissed off.
Wow. Now, look, here's the deal.
Fantasia can't read.
I've realized, though.
I wanted to get her pregnant. Can't happen now.
Really? You wouldn't do it now?
She can't sign up to the school. I'm out here trying to get people pregnant, man. I'm not wearing no rubber.
Well, what do you think? When you came
in. I got it. You got it.
You like Teresa when you walked in.
I'm going straight booger and sugar with that. I'm going booger with that.
As long as I'm the sugar, I don't think I want to be the booger.
Oh, goodness. You hot. There's a lot of tension in this room.
Thank you.
Right now. Some racial, some sexual. But it's tension.
But just tension. Either way.
Look, people in their cars going, what the? What just happened?
Wow. Tracy would be an entertaining date. That there's no question.
Entertaining date.
Despite the fact that, are you married?
You know me, baby. Let me tell you something, man.
Yeah, please.
Forget being entertaining. I'm trying to make you slide down a mountain full of razor blades into a pool of alcohol. Climb a butt naked and tongue kiss a lizard. It's going to be way beyond entertaining. The first 15 minutes, we going to the crib.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get that like a bag of cheese doodles or something. Look how sweet you is, God.
Man, no wonder you guys had a good time with Cousin Sal and Jimmy.
I'm a black guy. I'd never get women like you.
Why not?
Because they scared of me. Look at my face.
Nah, I don't know, but it's growing on me. If I just met you, I'd be scared of you.
Looks. Women love a gangster.
Yeah.
Leroy, who does better with girls? You were Tracy.
Tell the truth, my friend. Bottom line, we all going home by ourselves at the end of the night.
Oh, no. I don't believe that.
We're too much to leave with our shirt on.
Yeah, it's too much.
We're pros. Much. We know how the night ends, brother.
John?
I'm not biting. I'm
John,
denying.
You're
I'm
Tracy.
A rebound. I'm trying. Listen, when I go in a club, I'm looking for a wounded duck.
Right. That's right.
In and out of relationship, forced to care her whole life.
Blood in the water.
The more foster homes, the better.
Let's get the Long Island iced teas going.
No, look.
Don't be surprised, Adam, if you see me walking through the parking lot holding a chick up.
I understand. She's got a stroke cane and a patch over one eye, and you're trying to load her into the back of the cab.
Those are the best ones.
I don't want nothing sophisticated. Hump on the shoulder.
I don't want nothing with a PhD.
Right.
1 foot.
Yeah.
She got the run forest runs on.
Yeah.
She's got the leg braces on.
Colossity bag. No eyebrows.
Or one. Yeah.
A colossity bag made out of Louis Vuitton material.
Yeah. She's got a trach hole and a colostomy bag. No, look. This is how the animal kingdom works. When you're a cheetah and you're hiding in the bushes, you don't go for the strong, healthy gazelle. They could hurt you. Yes. Look for the one that's hobbling, that can't stay up with the pack. They still got meat on them, but you're not going to get stuck with one of those gazelle horns. I agree.
We want a nice, slow turtle.
Yeah, I don't even want fully formed limbs. I want like a lobster claw for one hand and a badminton racket on the other.
My friend, me and you have sunk low.
That's right.
I'm at rock bottom, dude. No. You're into what do they call that? Handicaps, too?
Handicapable, I call it.
Wow, baby.
Stay moist.
That's right.
Both feet in the wheelchair like this?
That's right.
Wow, my dude. Feet in tube? My dude.
Does that chair
Before
have a
comedy,
hatch at the bottom? That's
hospital.
What I always ask. Oh, really?
What'd
I got
you do?
Two females in a coma pregnant.
Wow, nice. That's a good afternoon.
C-section scars. I love C-section.
I like the ones that are dragging around the tank. Yeah. I like to have they come with their own oxygen. Yeah, I'll tell you another reason why. Let me give you a scenario. You put the one in the back of the cab. She's got the oxygen tank. She's hooked up to the breather. The tank goes. You're driving. The guy's drunk. We go off a bridge. We end up capsized in the lagoon. All of a sudden, you got a supply of oxygen and a lady with you in the back. You can take a hit off that. It's happened many times to me.
She'll live off her IV.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Be connected and hooked up the IV. I like the IV. That's sexy when they hooked up.
Tracy used to get
IV.
A lot of the chicks on dialysis.
Yeah.
He told me during the break.
Wow. You know my style, man.
While they're hooked
People
up.
Are talking.
He called it
People
a captive audience. That's what he said.
Give me some. Look, Adam said, all right. That's it.
No. We got to take a break. But I would like to bring back mercy killing if any nurses, any weirdo male nurses are listening. Every second 70s movie used to be about mercy killing. Now I never hear about it anymore. It's, by the way.
The boy in a plastic bubble, man.
You got him too.
You know what? You know what's so messed up? What? They said AIDS came from a blue monkey in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
AIDS came from Liberace, man.
That's right.
There's no proof on that.
AIDS came from Rock Hudson, man.
I agree. It's definitely.
Magic Johnson got AIDS, man.
No way.
Magic Johnson got, he gained 45 pounds. He had AIDS since I was 10th grade.
That's right.
Gained 45 pounds.
That's right. That's right.
Don't play with me, man.
Yes, white entertainers brought AIDS to this country.
Come on,
this
man. You sell popcorn and hot dogs. You got movie theaters, man.
Let's take ourselves a little break. Tracy Morgan in studio.
Fantasia can't read. Good morning, LA.
But I do think, I do.
Fantasia can't read. Am I the only one pissed off?
She can sing.
Adam, you're real cool, though. I wanted to tell you that, Adam.
Thank you, Leroy.
This is 2006, man.
Yeah, no, look, here's my theory.
That was
theory.
A publicity stunt, though.
I agree with Leroy. I think when somebody of color makes it to prominence, they announce they can't read, and if you're white, you announce you were molested. Those are the two things you announce.
I really went to Neverland.
That's right. That's
really?
Such a good
I
point.
I think I'm cool. See, Macaulay Culkin ain't like me. I would, if it was me, I would have bragged about it. I'd say, yes, Michael Jackson did me. Yes.
Sure. You've done uglier chicks than that. How about the chick at the club with the tray call?
Once in a teacup and once by the giraffe cage. I'm spilling my guts. And Bubbles saw it all. Bubbles tell the truth. I'm going on Larry King with mine. Understand? That's book deal after book deal.
Don't go yet.
Forget 50 Cent. I'm the man.
Tony Randall in studio, everyone. No, Tracy Morgan in studio. He's brought Leroy. Clay we'll Randall. Take a quick break.
Don't
we'll be
scared
right back.
Of the edgy stuff, y'all.
We'll be back after this.
Good morning, LA.
Can't get enough? Check out Adam on the web at adamcarolla.com.
I never got past high school math, so I'm not sure what pi is exactly, but any equation that involves dessert, I'm in for.
Adam will never run out of opinions. The Adam Carolla Show. Coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show, we're going to talk to Frank Vincent and Joe Ganascoli from The Sopranos.
The idea of it repulses me so much.
I'm not a fag.
Yep, Gay Vito and the guy who offed him. Later on, Hollywood gossip queen Perez Hilton is going to dish some dirt. And we'll get Playboy TV's Jessie Jane to take off her clothes.
I can play Ask Kiss Rodeo, too.
Let's get back to it. The Adam Carolla Show.
Tracy Morgan in studio. Mm-hmm. He has a one-man posse. His name is Leroy.
L Boogie, a.k.a. L Boogie.
L Boogie.
A.K.A. Night Shift. A.K.A. Caligula. A.K.A. Captain Caveman.
It'd be funny if your nickname was A.K.A. And you're just A.K.A. A.K.A. Yeah, you spelled it A-Y at the end, but it still would be
Tracy
funny.
Tracy Morgan, A.K.A.
I always wanted my calling card to be my calling card. That was my calling card. I physically left a calling card. A little redundant. What's his calling card? His calling card. I know. What is it? Does he draw a Z or anything? No, it's calling card. Tracy is here. First off, plug in Where My Dog's At. Jeff Ross was in here yesterday. Normally, the Jews and the blacks don't get along.
Unlikely
but in this
duo,
case, in this case, you guys are thick as thieves,
bro,
right?
Man. Yeah, man. You know, me and Jeff go back like spinal cords and car seats. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
They said every Jewish man got to love one black dude in his life. I'm glad Lauren Michaels chose me.
Well, Jeff Ross chose you as well because he was in here singing your praises yesterday. And then also that premieres on MTV2 June 10th. And you'll be at the Brea Improv tonight through Sunday.
Yeah.
Also, you can get tickets at improv.com. And then 30 Rock. Which is a new series coming out. Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin, Rachel Dratch.
This is the behind-the-scenes thing?
Yeah, we're making fun of it. How cool is that, man, to be working with Alec Baldwin? My street credibility just went through the roof.
Yeah.
I could go through Harlem again. You know?
Yeah, and he hasn't done... I mean, he's a regular in this series?
Yeah.
Because he hasn't...
He's on TV now.
Has he ever done a series? I mean, he's done some guest stuff.
Movies, just movies, but he's back on TV, and that should be cool, man. Really funny series, really funny. You know, I'm glad Tina Fey, you know, she got me being a black unstable comedian on the show, so.
A stretch.
Be very into that.
Is it loosely or not so loosely based on Saturday Night Live?
it's not that. It's not really actually based on Saturday.
It isn't.
No, it's more or less like, I guess you could say that.
She's Tina Fey. She came on Loveline once. I was prepared to hate her because I feel threatened by not only all women, but especially intelligent women, especially those with a sense of humor. I just announced that there's no woman that can be. But it turns out she's really nice, really smart, and funny, as it turns out as well.
And she's down to earth. That is my girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's down to earth. I love down to earth people, man. So she gets me and my sensibilities and all that. Mm-hmm. And she just put me out there.
Not flawed enough for you to have sex with, but she does have that scar that does help. Still hot, though.
I never noticed that.
Really? You never noticed that? So I can't see anything else on her. I don't know what color her hair is or her eyes. I just stare at that scar.
What happens with Tracy and Leroy? What's a night of fun for the two of you guys?
You know, just kicking it and hanging out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, breaking down world affairs, you know.
Yeah.
Talking about everyday issues.
Breaking it all down.
Tell me we'll be talking about in the green room, you know. The TV show.
Manginas? Adam was talking about manginas.
You hit it on the head with
now
that.
Women mm-hmm. are starting to create a culture of men called manginas.
Right.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
I'm not having it.
Why is it our fault?
I barked on my wife recently.
For what?
I barked on her because she tried to turn me into a roommate.
How?
Ooh.
She tried to turn me into a roommate. I'm not having it. You my wife.
That's right.
Stay in your place. Know your role.
What's her role?
Go get in the kitchen.
That's right.
And make you what?
Huh?
Happy.
What you want to happy. Put yourself
I want lasagna
plate.
With six different cheeses.
I'll tell you what I told my wife recently, and she's pregnant, too. I told her, go in the kitchen, remove the garbage disposal, put your mouth up there. Daddy will be in a minute.
Yo.
Yes, the incinerator. That's the way I like it.
Isn't she looking beautiful and more beautiful? Something about women.
Pregnant?
Oh, man.
Yes, I agree.
Go home. Get us some White Castle.
I'll go to the maternity store just to, look at
it. Get us some Haagen-Dazs butter pecan.
They look more beautiful for the first trimester, and then they start falling apart after that.
Nine
months is enough.
Oh, I love them, brother.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to get in trouble.
Especially in the last 3 months.
Women don't forget nothing when they're pregnant, man. They got memories like an elephant.
I know, it's weird. Meanwhile, they don't know the times tables, but they know crap you said when they were drunk from 9 years ago while you're arguing with the windows down in the car traveling 70 miles an hour.
Today,
how is that?
When I wash my hand and shower, I still keep one eye open.
Sure.
Really? She's dangerous?
She's dangerous.
She told me I will put this clock radio in the shower with you.
Throw it in there.
My wife says she's not going to kill me fast like that.
Really?
She's going to kill me slowly over a period of 4 years.
She's a cancer. Interesting. And there's no screening. She won't show up on any screening.
My wife told me one day, I was sleeping next to her, and I heard her talking in her sleep, and guess what she said?
Mm.
One puts the lotion in the basket.
She's going to wear your skin.
The silence of the Tracy.
Yeah, look.
One puts the lotion in the basket.
I don't want to cause any trouble, but how do we know she didn't skin Tracy and Donna's skin many years ago? And in fact, we're speaking to Tracy's wife. The real Tracy. It's not even alive anymore.
No, this is me. It's still me.
I don't know. You're pretty funny. I'm suspicious.
She's giving me a break. That's my boobie.
Now, you have three kids, right?
Yeah, big
and
boys.
I don't call them
kids, man. They're dudes,
They're
man.
Adults.
They're dudes. Men.
How old are you? How old are you, Tracy?
I'm 37.
37, and your kids are?
120.
120.
One's getting ready to turn 19.
Right.
And the baby's 15.
This is, again, the difference between the black man and the white man. I turned 42 last weekend. I have not yet to hatch any kids. I have two kids coming in a couple days.
You don't want to send them to kindergarten with arthritis, man.
You can't play baseball.
Pass it down to them, bro.
You can't play baseball with them in the park and pull a muscle.
White people put their careers first too long.
Put
Ben Gay on.
Yeah, you're too
young. Your only father with snow on the roof.
Adam's
probably getting ready to go through that midlife crisis. I heard you about purchase a Corvette.
Yeah.
Going to town. I caught him and Bob Saget in the techno club. Pull a groin muscle.
So what? I hang out with Bob Saget.
Bobby, good cop. Serpico, how about your boy? Call me Bobby.
But it is
Bobby,
nice.
Serpico.
It is nice that you.
I'll call Bobby Serpico.
It's got to be a bitch having a kid when you're 18, 19 years old, struggling and all
no money.
Welfare.
We had SSI.
Okay,
Section 8.
All right.
Keep you out of trouble.
Right,
beat the system, brother. We know how to beat the system. I'm black.
Keep you out of trouble.
No, I understand.
Beat the system. See, white people got it all missed.
Right.
Y'all think we was mad about slavery and picking cotton? We wasn't mad about picking cotton. Y'all wasn't paying us.
You ain't Cut us in.
Right, right.
Cut us in.
That's, okay, I'm
going to. I'm going to Master Reynolds.
We still want that 40 acres.
$5 an hour for a bail, man.
A bail, huh?
A bail. $5 an hour. UPS. This is seasonal. Christmas around the corner.
Used to be a bale of cotton. Now it's making bail.
You know?
It's an interesting twist in the community.
I love C-Section Sauce. Come out there, bro.
All right.
How about your boy? OC in the house. OC.
What should Adam name his twins? Now, he's got twins on the way.
You know what? It's hard now being a dad because you got to be careful. I got three boys, and sometimes young males become high strung. So you got to be careful. And I'm giving this to you because they're always watching you. So if you get an ache in your knee, they're watching. I caught them three dudes in the room the other day whispering. Broke that right up. What's going on here? Is it mutant?
Son,
You
just got to watch him.
They see you rubbing your arm.
They see a weakness.
In their mind, they go, hey, I think they I can take him. The old man. I can take him.
Yeah, having a family is a lot like being in prison.
They call me Mufasa.
Mufasa. I'm going to write that down.
I'm established in my house.
Spoonie and Mufasa.
Around, I walk around the house nude. Good advice when your kids get nude. Make sure you can get away
with
it.
This is a great... Okay, now tell me what you think of this idea, because I'm... Now, be prepared to be in love with this idea, because I am in love with it. I have told Dr. Drew, my old partner, this many times. He always laughed at me, but I said, God willing, I'm going to do this with my kids. I think... When you have a son or daughter, somewhere around when they're between the age of 3 and 7, you should get a little bit of wood in the shower. You should chub up, get into the leather. But you do,
I'm the boss.
You don't want
when
erection.
When your thing get bigger than mine, you getting out.
You get You get a little wood going.
You're not my son no more. Now you are a threat.
You get a little blood down there.
I'm treating you like a grown dude in the streets. I'm not having it.
You call the kid over to the shower door, and then you open the door, drying your hair with a towel.
No.
Just give him a glimpse of it. Just Leroy, please listen. You give him a glimpse. Of the Wang, it has got a little blood in it.
Wow.
It's about eye height for the kid. The kid's 4 years old.
Never forget
the
that.
Kid never forget. Burned
never
into the psyche.
It. My father
then
burned it in
you
my
never
mind.
Let like, him see it again. And for the rest of his life, what does he say, Dad? Oh man, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And
then when look at mom and go.
Wow. You should have a purple heart, baby.
But I wasn't saying no.
How?
I wasn't saying no like that was wrong.
Oh, you mean no good.
When the Yankee had his own door.
Walk around the house naked.
Open the door.
No, and then later on in life, the guy starts talking. The kid, you know, at school, 15, 16, other boys. Oh, you should see my dad, Tracy. No way. And then they come over to the house. Hey, Mr. M. High five all of a sudden. Looking good. You see?
Me and my son don't have a relationship no more because he caught me with his mom.
Right.
When my Thurman Munson shirt is on the door, don't touch the door.
That's right.
Thurman Munson.
I love
Gidgey
that, man.
Shirt is on, and he came in, and I didn't stop.
Right. No, why
when
should
you?
You've
been with somebody 20 years.
Sends a dangerous message.
You don't
message.
Do it twice a year anyway.
Then
slow down. My wife got a flashback. She got mad at me and said, you don't do it all crazy to me like you did when you was on varsity. You used to pick me up and do it to me on the wall. I said, she said, why you don't do that no more? I said, because you're 240 pounds now.
Right.
You need to pick me up and do it to me on the wall.
That's right. You're scared.
Y'all got that herniated disc. Y'all got that junior college, that JUCO injury.
Sure.
Division 14 parking lot.
Tracy.
Junior college.
Tracy
you,
Morgan,
wait a minute,
yes.
Let me finish telling
go
you about
ahead.
My boys, man.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not having it.
You're not. So as soon as their penis gets bigger than yours, they're out the house.
Out. Women got proud things to say. Men, we are born with low self-esteem. Women,
right.
The mothers, that's why Father's Day is insignificant. Because women, Mother's Day, I carried you on my child. I carried you for 9 months in my stomach. They respect that.
Right.
Men, we don't have nothing like that to say.
No.
So one day, my son was in the kitchen making a peanut butter jelly sandwich. And I walked in there nude. And I said, get
smart.
It. And he looked and he said, ugh. And I said, look at me. And I grabbed my thing and I lifted it up and I pointed to one testicle and I said, I carried you for 9 months in this testicle.
That's right.
Wow.
I carried you for 9 months.
You notice
months.
How they plan Mother's Day like months in advance, but Father's Day they go 10 minutes before you come home?
That's right.
To the 99 cent store and get you a car.
Women, y'all
go to 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Get your hot dog.
I got you this Playboy air freshener.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Thanks. Thanks,
yo,
son.
On Christmas, you got to walk around a tree 6 times looking for your gift.
Yeah, I know. I actually cut into it at a certain
grab
point.
Grab a gift and go, nope.
Yeah. It's a tough lot. And then we die 8 years earlier, too.
I don't know what
think
I got
think about
go.
That. All right.
Slippers?
We're out of time. Tracy.
Adam, I love you.
Tracy Moore, I love you. Leroy.
Thank y'all so much. I appreciate it.
I know they say you can only love one black man, but I'm adding Leroy to my list.
Wow.
I don't care what they say.
Adam, thank you. What's up, Jimmy? What's up?
Where are my dogs at? Yeah, that's the name of the show premiering.
You need a job. You better ask Adam right now on the air for a job.
Yeah, Adam, I'm going to send you a resume soon, B. I'm going to talk to you
over there. We love you. We love interns.
Well,
because they do it for free and it's passionate.
We do have some EEOC requirements.
We want you to go to La Hacienda and get two peppermints.
Go to the Brea Improv tonight. Watch the inane ramblings of one Tracy Morgan. Improv.com. All right, sorry, T. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the news and sports after that.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show, where everyone is entitled to Adam's opinion.
Kathy Griffin, can we do a little free association with you here?
Yes, you know, I love it.
Charlie Sheen.
Wouldn't you be afraid to even be in the same room with him without wearing a hazmat? Like, he's got to be carrying viruses, exotic strains.
Yeah, feel like a 30-pound crab could leap from his groin and wrestle you to the ground.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of The Adam Carolla Show.
A restaurant review with the deaf frat guy.
Today's review, Manresa in Los Gatos, California. At this foodie paradise in Los Gatos, Chef David Kinch concocts far and away the most remarkable fare in Silicon Valley. His fearlessly innovative new American, new French tasting menus served in a contemporary, sexy room keep a sophisticated clientele guessing for 3 hours of bliss. Moose once banged a pie named Jessica Bliss. He said you were totally wild, dude. Overall, I say more food, less tune. I give it 4 potato gun blasts.
I like the way he staggers the last two a little bit. Keep you off guard. Well, there you go. Deaf frat guy. One of the favorites from the Adam Carolla Show. And another favorite now with the news. Teresa Strasser.
Guantanamo Bay, where 460 men are being held on suspicion of links to terrorist groups, 89 prisoners are now on hunger strikes, according to the military. The hunger strike started last weekend, and it's now the biggest hunger strike of the year. The vast majority of detainees have not been charged with the crime and cannot communicate directly with the outside world.
Travesty. Travesty. I never understood Guantanamo Bay. It's like, well, Cuba is our arch enemy, really. I mean, Fidel Castro, we put a hit on the guy 40 years ago. He's still around. He's outlived 150 American presidents. But how is it we have a small military base on the country that would like to see us destroyed militarily?
Yes, I had the same
never
question.
Quite understood that. I watched A Few Good Men 100 times, and I still never figured out how we have a small little military base and would we accept another country's small military base, let's say somewhere in Florida? Well, yeah, Iraq keeps some troops and a handful of airplanes and a few amphibious landing crafts. Just in this one, it's a small gated community. It's outside of Boca Raton. What? How does that work? How did we sell that? And if we did sell that, let's just take over Cuba. He's nuts. He's old. He wants to talk about nothing but cigars and baseball. Let's just get the old man out of there and put in some puppet regime and open the place up to tourism. Good people in Cuba, I know it'd be an assault against them, except for they load themselves into coffee cans and try to float to our country every day. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say it'd be all right with them, too.
In entertainment news, for the first time in its 79-year history, the Scripps National Spelling Bee went primetime, airing last night on ABC. A 13-year-old New Jersey girl making her 5th straight appearance in the Bee took top honors, and it was gripping because it went 19 rounds in the championship between the winner and this other girl. Here is the final word of the winner.
Ursprache.
Ursprache. May I have the definition, please?
An Ursprache is a parent language, especially one reconstructed from the evidence of later languages. Ursprache.
Ursprache. May I have the language of origin, please?
German.
Ursprache. U-R-S-P-R-A-C-H-E. Ursprache.
That is correct.
This girl was amazing. She had ice water in her veins.
Yes.
Nothing fazed her. 19 words
in nerd water in her veins.
Oh, well, that's a perfect lead into this. When I was in fifth grade, Kristen Larson and I, every week was a spelling bee in the class. We were like two-thirds of the way through the school year. Neither of us had missed a single word the entire year. 10 words each week.
Right.
Kristen Larson missed one. I was the only one undefeated in fifth grade.
Do you remember the word?
What she missed?
Yeah.
That was not my affair.
Do you realize
I missed zero?
Do you realize how much dynamite. How much tail that translated into for young Dave Damashek?
Varsity speller.
Is there a number less than zero? I conversely was asked to go up to the board in the sixth grade and write the girls' and boys' PE schedule up on the chalkboard and spelt the word girl, G-U-R-L.
Oh, no.
Much to the delight of my fans in the sixth grade. And here's the other thing, too. When you're left-handed, and you're nervous, and you can't spell, and you have to draw on the chalkboard, you have to write on the chalkboard, your left hand, the palm of your left hand just erases everything you've just written. Yeah. It's essentially like dragging. You know when they go out on the diamond in the seventh inning stretch and they drag the infield? That's what your left hand does when you're left-handed. If any marks a lot, any dry erase, and your hand just drags and smears it.
But it left the G-U-R-L.
That was spared.
How did you move on to the seventh grade?
Oh, please. I was warehoused.
G-U-R-L.
I could not spell at all. I still can.
Anna Nicole
Smith. Let me say this.
Please.
I'm worried. We're talking. Our theme this morning has been this country being estrogenized all of a sudden. All of a sudden, spelling bees, dance competitions, and amateur singing competitions are at the top of everyone's list of things to do and watch.
Yes.
Really? I could remember America when a couple of Asian kids were going to hit the podium and spell onomatopoeia, and we'd be laughing our asses off. I'll not be watching this.
Well,
or we got an amateur singing competition. Hey, guess what? We got some C and D list celebrities. They're going to be doing the cha-cha for you. Thanks, but no thanks. I'd rather just stare at the spider make its web up in the corner of my mom's basement. Now this has become top-notch entertainment. I am worried.
Well, spelling is a sport. It used to be on ESPN.
I'm officially worried for this country that we're watching young savants spell words we've never heard of. It's a shaming process when 9-year-olds are outspelling you. But it's really scary that this has become a competition, or at least become a national competition that has somehow captured America's hearts and minds.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Spelling, there was Akilah and the Bee, the movie. There was a big book called Bee Season. There was a Broadway show. There was a doc, Spellbound.
It is spelling, after all. I mean, it's a good thing to know to do. I don't want to discourage anyone from learning how to spell, but it's a spelling competition. Okay. Maybe it's just me. I want to see people get busted in the head if there's a competition.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
If they spelled on a log with those bataka bats, that would be different.
But for those of us who weren't allowed to play football, you understand.
I understand.
Anna Nicole Smith confirmed rumors that she's pregnant yesterday via a video message on her website. The bigger celebrities, they go on Leno, not Anna Nicole. She tells you on her website. The father is believed to be a 38-year-old freelance entertainment writer. Mm. And here is, straight from Anna Nicole Smith's website, her announcement.
Well, let me stop all the rumors. Yes, I am pregnant. I'm happy. I'm very, very happy about it.
She sounds elated.
Happy, a euphemism for...
I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say that kid is not going to win any spelling competition.
You don't think so?
Spell cider jug. By the way, she has a son.
Yeah, she has a 20-year-old son from a previous marriage. And the rumor is that she's about 5 months pregnant.
Nothing healthier than the son sitting there watching, seeing the scantily clad pictures of her in lingerie and stuff at age 13. Could you imagine, Dave, your mom? Hey, guess what? You're 13-year-old Dave Damashek. You're done with the spelling bee? Spell therapy and humiliated now because Mama is in Playboy once again. She's hot. A lot of your buddies just spanked off to her. Would your head explode?
Spell Oedipal complex.
That's right.
Okay, there are a lot of disagreements about who should have won American Idol. Should have been Hicks, should have been McPhee. Mm-hmm. Well, an argument got violent when a 24-year-old New York man was arrested after he hit his mother in the head with a bike chain on the night of the American Idol finale. According to reports, he was upset with his mother's comment that Catherine McPhee could still have a successful career despite losing. He wasn't happy with that. He was a member of the Soul Patrol, so he hit his mom over the head. The mother was taken to a hospital, treated, released. The son, charged with assault, still in jail, and alcohol believed to have been a factor in the incident.
Well, I know it's tragic, but I do like the throwback chain thing, you know, real West Side Story. You know what I mean? Getting the chains out. Remember when guys used to rumble in the street? No more, there weren't drive-bys back then.
No.
No, you'd get your chain out and you'd rumble. I like that. Hitting mom with a chain.
Well, we're going to have a couple of porn stars in here later, right?
Yes.
Jesse Jane and...
Adult film.
Adult film.
Whores.
Film actresses. Whores.
I like to be called adult film whore.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Adult film whore Jenna Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
Is, by the way, I read her book and it's excellent. I'm not kidding. She's reportedly in talks.
She should read it sometime.
She can't. Is reportedly in talks to put together a movie about her life. Mm. Now, she doesn't want to play herself. She would prefer that actress Scarlett Johansson play the part. Why?
Really?
Reportedly, because she said Scarlett has a nice rack and, quote, that edgy thing I had when I was young, that F you attitude.
Bobby!
Teresa, who plays you in a movie? Who's your wish?
Boy, that's a good one.
Adam.
Who plays me?
Who do you? Yeah, no, Adam doesn't play
the one
play
who plays
Teresa.
Me? Yes. Glenn Close.
Nice choice.
More man than I'll ever be. What a jaw on that bitch. All right.
Okay, I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Here's a little something for you, Adam, that's called sports that some fellas still care about in this world.
Thank you. Thank
you. Cowtown,
David.
Last night, the scene, NBA Western Conference Finals, Phoenix Suns, Dallas Mavericks, Mavs Dirk Nowitzki, the story. 50 points to take Dallas to the 117-101 win, and now a 3-2 series lead. And he also threw in, he was the recipient, I should say, of a blown kiss from Phoenix Suns' Tim Thomas. They had a little skirmish, and Tim Thomas blew him a little kiss there.
Yeah, it's tough when you blow a guy a kiss, and then he drains nine threes in a row after that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fear not, Suns fans. It's not done yet. Game 6 awaits in the Valley of the Sun tomorrow night. This evening, Shaq Fu and company host the Pistons in Game 6 of their series. National pastime. Day filled with some good news, then bad news, then more good news for the Dodgers. First, closer nonpareil Eric Gagne came off the disabled list. But then second baseman Jeff Kent went on the disabled list. Then the bums went out and whipped the Phillies. Arizona Snakes stayed a half game up, though. They beat Atlanta over in the junior circuit. Athletics shut out the Twinks. Oh, and for Tim Bennett, Pennsylvania listener, San Diego resident, but hails from the great state of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, he reminds me, enough's enough, stick to my roots. The Pittsburgh Pirates, where it's at. Yeah, they started the season off slowly. Four in a row on the backs of Jason Bay with his six-game home run streak. Jose Castillo with his recent five-game. Here come the Bucks, I say. Beware, baseball.
Short 12.5 games out of second place.
14.5 games out of first place. So be it.
Do you understand they're an entire football season out of first place?
I don't need to hear it from
you. All right.
I'm a believer.
All right.
Now, one last thing. The NHL Stanley Cup Finals are set now. You got Edmonton Oilers, Carolina Hurricanes. It's old news, of course. Chichu's long gone, much to my chagrin. Tamu's out. I've scoured the two rosters. Edmonton features Fernando Pisani. Carolina has Frankie Caberly. Let's see what we can do here. Maestro, please.
See if this works. Can he recapture the magic?
Pisani and Caberly.
This is our song.
Play hockey. You know what? Stop the music.
It's just not working.
My heart's not in it.
It's too soon.
It's too soon.
They say the first cut is the deepest. You know? when your first crazy named hockey players get cut out of the playoffs, you never recover. We all remember when that happened.
Let's consider Pisani and Caberly my rebounds. And
but these are just one-night stands.
You're just using them to get over the pain of Chichu.
There's no way they're ever getting the keys to condo.
I don't want
to
look back. I want to look forward.
That's it.
And the World Cup starts next week, and believe me, they are chock full of some sweet names.
Oh, okay.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Ah, fantabulous. Well, let's look ahead ourselves. Frank Vincent's coming up with Joe Ganascoli. Phil Leotardo and Gabe Vito from The Sopranos. We're going to have them on simultaneously to hash out their differences. Also, Perez Hilton, Gossip Queen, going to tell us all about the Hollywood happenings. Jesse Jane, Kristen Price, Night Calls, and comedian Dana Gould. Let's talk to David quickly. David?
Yeah.
How say you?
It was a comment about the Scripps National Spelling Bee that was on last night. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you might have already been in bed, but I was kind of thrown back at the fact that the second place person was Canada.
Canadian.
I thought it was a National Spelling Bee, and I was rooting for Jersey. Mm-hmm. Usually I wouldn't do that because it's Jersey, I mean, mm-hmm. but... Thank God we beat that Alberta. I was thrown back, appalled.
Wow. You worry about the day when a Canadian takes the honors. I worry about a day when a Mexican takes the honors. That's when this country really has to hang its head in the
shame. I'm tired of being put to shame as a nation by Canadians.
I am too.
Well, it was close. I mean, this Canadian girl almost beat the New Jersey girl, but she did not.
Well, also, here's the thing. We may call it a national spelling bee, but it's always some Indian chick who wins the thing or some crazy nationality wins the thing. We are an IHOP, essentially, here. We take the best spellers, the best and the brightest from around the world come here. So even though we're calling it a national spelling bee, some of these folks were not in this country 6 years ago. They're the smartest guys in India and parts of Asia come here, and then they kick our ass in the spelling bee competition.
By the way, spelling bee we have coming up with the two adult film whores later on. Versus Tad.
And I thought of who should play me in the biopic. I'd like, you know, because you age, I'd like to start out Natalie Portman and end up Bea Arthur.
A lot of range.
Thank you.
It's going to be an epic.
All right. Natalie's going to have to be in the makeup chair for 4 or 5 hours. I can tell you that right
with
now.
With a prosthetic
or
nose.
Or we're just going to have to run her over.
Spell girl quickly.
G-U-R-L. Girl.
We'll work on it.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. If you're going to wake up with a strange, hairy man, it might as well be him.
If you told me when I was 15, hey, you can just talk to people all day long on the computer, ask them anything you want, I probably would have done it. Only problem is you cannot text a handy.
Hold on, let us laugh for a minute.
Stick around. Headed your way, more on The Adam Carolla Show.
I won't back in. Can I sit?
The idea of it repulses me so much.
I'm not a fag. I never was.
I don't want to get graphic beyond that.
No one else needs to know.
Now, I made a decision, and with all due respect, he should f***ing die. It's final.
Please, don't turn your back on me.
You're a f***ing disgrace.
laughing at
fat guys, fat guys whimpering. It's not only does it make me sad, but it brings me shame that I get wood. Frank, thank you, Brian. Frank Vincent on the phone. Phil Leotardo,
Mr. Carolla.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking forward to the finale of this season's Sopranos, and then the last 8 episodes start up in January, correct?
Correct.
Let me ask you this, and Joe Ganascoli is, I think, coming onto the phone. We'll see if he does or not, but it doesn't matter. We got Phil Leotardo here. He's still alive and doing quite nicely and looking forward to being featured in the next 8 episodes, and certainly in the finale coming up this Sunday. At least that's the direction it seems to be heading. They shoot alternate endings for this, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Did you know, for instance, do you know what the ending is going to be for this Sunday Sopranos?
Yes.
You
what,
do?
What we shot. What was in the script, yeah.
But did you shoot any alternate ones?
No.
No?
I didn't.
You didn't, but others may have may have done it.
Yes.
So you're
David's very sneaky.
Yeah. And so and by the way, do those alternate endings get included in the DVD box sets?
That's a good question. I think what's in the set is what you get. What airs?
Because I think it would be interesting to fans and even people that followed casually to see what else could have happened, what else could have been in mind for the ending of this series, this movie, this season.
I know it's a good idea, but I think it probably is a little cost prohibitive.
Well, if it's in the can, if they shot it already, you think they could just tack it on to the end of the DVD when they come out with the box set? Suggest that to David when you see him, would you please?
I'll tell him you said it, and I'll tell him Adam said maybe you should put that on. It's like Adriana.
Right.
When we did the read-through for Adriana, the script said that she got in the car and she drove out. She drove away.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Atlantic City or wherever to visit her friend and live with her friend. There was no mention of her getting shot.
Right. Wow. Right.
So they shot that unbeknownst to anybody else. Hmm.
And that's not only for the actors, but they don't want that stuff. I mean, with the internet these days, some crew member gets hold of it, some guy doing craft service gets hold of it, and pow, it's out there and done. Joe Ganascoli's on the phone, by the way.
Okay.
Joseph?
Yes.
How are you?
What's going on, buddy? I'm in a car, and my connection might be a little shaky.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Joe.
Frankie.
How are you?
Oh, pleasant.
My brother.
Pleasantries exchange.
I expected uncomfortable talk between the two of you.
It was very brutal what happened 2 weeks ago. Frank,
the only thing that's uncomfortable is my ass, but everything
else,
great.
Well, that pool cue had to hurt.
Frank, would you like to apologize to Joseph while you have him on the phone?
Well, I don't owe Joe an apology. Phil might, but I don't think Phil would want to.
Interesting.
All right. So be Phil then.
But Phil doesn't want to.
Phil was happy.
Phil's going to say, you got what you deserve.
Now go home and get your f***ing shine box.
So, Joe, when you told, and I'm trying to think, you told our booker, Mike August, you said you're going to be shooting The Sopranos, and you're implying that you were going to be in the last 8 episodes. You lied to him a few weeks ago over the set of Jimmy Kimmel Live. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I apologize. I lied.
All right, you have to, but... might we see you in the form of a flashback?
Yeah, they don't let you know that. I'm not sure. I mean, everybody's saying that'll be in a flashback. But, you know, now that I have my hips done, I'd love to be in Melfi's office with Tony, and he's having an hallucination. I'm doing an Irish jig for him.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he fooled everybody, he told us as well that he was going to be in these 8 episodes, too. It just means he's a good actor.
That's what he's supposed to do. I said there was 4 different endings. I wasn't sure which one they're going to use. That was a lie.
Well, I hear that you guys, that actually the scene, that your death scene, Joe, was much more brutal than what we actually ended up seeing, right?
Well, I mean, they filmed so much, and it's hard to squeeze in all, and it's not even a full hour. It's like 52 minutes. So, I mean...
They squeezed pool cue in.
Yeah, that they got in.
I wish that they would have shown a little more of me pleading for my life, which was, good. And then, Frank says pull his... mother effing pants down, but I think I was dead by then already.
That wasn't nice.
That was
Frank.
Cut out.
Yeah, that was shot.
There's also a shot of me sitting and with an extreme profile, with the camera very close to my face. When they have a blood gun, where after I say hit him, the last shot, they shoot the blood gun and the blood goes against the mirror and you see it next to my face, like. And I didn't use that either.
Too graphic, perhaps.
Pardon me for being girly, but what's a blood gun?
It's a gun that shoots blood. It's just a tool that they use to spray.
It's also
spray blood against the wall or something.
What I call my penis when I have a venereal disease.
I'll show you
in the bathroom. And it strikes me now that you're talking about, because Sopranos is very graphic, but this is a hate crime. Do you know what I mean? And in a way, you're not just rubbing out a mobster or a good fella or a stoolie or someone who dropped a dime on you. This is a hate crime, and maybe they were a little bit sensitive to that fact.
Well, I think they might have been. Phil took it all personal, and that's exactly what you're saying. You know, it's not a. But there is a rule in the mob that a gay guy is very vulnerable to. to anything. And and that's another reason why they're against that.
Listen, rules are rules.
Yeah.
Who am I to question these people?
All right, Corolla, take it easy.
And Joe, you got to be happy. Even though you're now dead, there's only 8 more episodes to go, and then the whole thing's done. You had a good run, not like Big Pussy, who got snuffed out in season 1, season 2, whatever it is, and has to sit and watch the show build and its numbers and its success nationally and internationally. That's got to be a bitter pill to swallow. At least you wrote it out to the very end, or almost the very end, before you got the pool cue.
Yeah, I might have been, stuck in face with a guy, but at least it wasn't a rat.
I would argue that ultimately you would like to get snuffed out. Would you like your character to be killed in the last episode or by the last episode?
No, I wouldn't like it to be killed, because you never know, they might do a movie.
Ooh, that's a good point. Sorry, Joe, you're screwed.
I think that the final episode is a movie, and for me, it put a cap on a great season that I had. They gave me a tremendous amount of work, and I think if I would have just lived in New Hampshire and let them live, it would have been really no closure.
Right.
I think it was a lot more controversial this way, and
that's right.
At first, I was upset about it, but then I understood about it.
Well,
I was happy about it.
Plus, being Grand Marshal of all the gay parades.
Well,
fringe benefits.
Joseph, really you have gotten some support from the gay community. They're happy about how you portrayed Gay Vito, yes?
Yes, tremendous amount of support from the gay community, and I'm just glad I have them behind me.
The Emmy people have any sense of humor, though, they're going to put the two of you against one another for best actor.
That would be fun.
That would be awesome.
That'd be nice.
Joe gets his revenge.
Adam, I have to go tonight. I have to go for dinner tonight with a friend of mine who has 2 gay friends, and we're going to a transsexual bar. That ought to be fun.
Enjoy. Yeah, it's going to be a mob scene. You're going to have a burning tire put around you, Frank. All right, I want to give some plugs to you two fellas, because you're...
Frank, I know that we can't mention anything about Emmys. We'll get yelled at.
I know.
Oh, really?
You know by who, right?
They don't like that. Who yells at you for talking about Emmys?
Chase.
Chase?
No, not Chase, but just a little misunderstanding, I guess.
Hey, Joe, if you do win the Emmy, you know where to put it in Phil, right?
That's right.
Follow the pool cue.
Sweet revenge.
Who gets mad about the Emmys?
I've got to guess it's Chase.
No, they say no.
They say no, but Chase. They say a lot of things.
I say it's the head soprano himself.
There's stuff going on in New York we can't talk about.
I understand.
Gandolfini?
Joey, where are you, Joey?
I'm in a car. I'm actually on the way to Foxwoods. I'm doing a charity for Make-A-Wish.
You're in Jersey? You're in New York?
Yeah, I'm in New York. And,
keep your eyes on the road. Don't rear-end anybody. We saw how that happened the last time.
All right, David. Not
I'm
funny anymore.
I'm in Florida, Joe.
All right, I want to give you...
Florida?
I want to... Yeah. Look, this is not a walkie-talkie. It's a radio show. Jesus Christ.
Catch up later.
All right, you guys, we have to... actually, someone who actually is gay... is on hold. Perez Hilton is going to do the Hollywood gossip for us. So let me just thank Joseph Ganscoli for coming on and tell everyone name of his book, A Meal to Die For. It is out as we speak. Go get it. It is a novel, but has actual recipes in it. He used to be a fantastic cook, and I guess he still is. Also, frankvincent.com. You can go get your Shinebox mug. You can go... you can also rent this thing of ours, or go ahead and buy it, starring Frank Vincent, James Caan, and others. Thanks, guys.
My website is Joe Soup.
Yes.
And it's been great. I want to get back on Kimmel. And, Frank, when you get a chance, please give me a call. I want to talk about something.
Take care, Joey.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye.
God knows what they're going to be talking about. All right. So we'll take a quick... Yeah, I think they were talking about Gandolfini.
Think he's got a superstitious thing about it?
Well, let me say a couple things. I think when you play a role, that role permeates your fiber a little bit at a certain point. I know Michael Chiklis thinks he's the commish when I see him walking around. See him on those red carpets. Hey, brother, I'll take you down. Point is you cannot play a 280-pound crime syndicate boss for 6 years without eventually sort of having a little bit of the swagger of that man. So he is definitely the chief of the actors in that group. I bet he doesn't just flip it like a light switch. I bet when he's talking to the actors, he's probably actually addressing them as if they're part of his crew. And maybe he made some sort of proclamation about none of this and none of that. And that seems to be what they were implying, because it wasn't Chase they were talking about, and they didn't want to say anything else. And they certainly didn't say anything when you mentioned the big man.
Yep, they got very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
The character you play on this show permeates the real world, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Who, me?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I love when people do that when they write on the internet. Oh, if you saw Adam off the air, you wouldn't recognize him. He's totally different. Really.
Do people say that?
I have heard it before. He's a different guy. I'm less than I am on the air, obviously. I crank it down a few notches. Otherwise, everyone in my immediate family would kill themselves. But I don't change much.
No, I would say exact same guy on and off.
Thank you. Or screw you.
Either way.
I can't figure it out.
I left it vague.
We'll take a break. Perez Hilton, the queen of all gossip, is going to be talking about her or its or his Hollywood happenings after this.
Well, all right. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
Yo, what's up? This is Jamie Kennedy
and Stu the Jid New.
You're listening to Adam Carolla Show. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM.
Adam.
Yeah, there's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show. And now, Oswaldo reads the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time. Number 61, from Scarface.
Say hello to my little friend.
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Finally, we found a slipper to fit that princess. Walked down, took a nap. Take a nap every day about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Came down into my kitchen in a bathrobe with the sleep in my eyes. A little morning wood about 4:30 in the afternoon yesterday. There are two people, friends of mine, but two people standing in my kitchen. So, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing here? I was a little disoriented. They're just standing. It's our friend Kevin and his wife Heather. Dave knows them. They're just standing in my kitchen. I said, what the hell are you guys doing in here? He said, Ozzy let us in.
What's Ozzy doing?
Where's Ozzy? He's not here. Well, that's nice. I can just head down. Who else could I expect to run into in my kitchen after a nap? Come downstairs. There they are.
With wood, no less.
With wood. Nah, Ozzy let me in.
Creepy.
Scary and creepy. Perez Hilton, the queen of the Hollywood gossip scene, is on the phone. We will punch him up. Perez?
Good morning.
Good to speak to you, Perez.
Me too.
Perez, why don't you throw your website out that gets 600,000 hits a day?
Well, it's been 700,000 this week. It's been a good week.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's been. Are you on a landline, Perez?
No, I don't own a landline. I don't even have internet access at home. That's why I have to go to the coffee shop every day to get the internet. It's kind of.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And so it's like $19 a year now, I think you can get internet access at your house. You should look into that.
I know. It's not that. It's the time issue. Like, I have to wait. Oh, also from 9 a.m. to 5. And mm-hmm. Actually, I did look into it. You have to install it yourself, I think. And I'm kind of a tech idiot, which is really.
Right. Hold on 1 second. Brian, write this down for rich man, poor man, not having a landline. Either you're talking on a satellite phone, you're a Trump, or you just can't afford the first and last or the deposit or whatever it's going to take. Your credit's not good enough to get the phone company to come in and put a line in. All right. Well, we wanted Perez to come in person to see us in studio. This could be a disaster, but let's hope that the land or the, I should say, the cell phone clears up. Perez?
Hello.
Is it okay? All right. Why don't you give us this week's gossip?
Well, it's Friday, and today the new movie's open. And one of the big new movies opening this weekend is The Breakup with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's going to be a big box office bust up. The movie's been getting hideous, hideous reviews.
I just read that.
Yeah.
Really? Which one did you hear? What did you hear?
New York Post. I just saw 1.5 stars.
Oh,
they called it The Pits.
Well, pretty much that's been the consensus all around, that the movie is awful, and it's three duds in a row now for Jennifer Aniston, but yet she's still out there on the road promoting the movie. And in fact, they just had a bunch of premieres, and she and Vince Vaughn still refuse to be photographed together, and they're taking it to such a level that they're each having their own individual press conferences to promote the film. They won't even have like a joint press conference.
Well, meanwhile, she's having a press conference with his joint as soon as they get back to the hotel.
I have heard that rumor.
I want to say this. They are overcompensating. Normally, if two stars, a male and a female, played lovers or whatever, co-starred in a romantic comedy, they would be making the rounds together, even if they're both married to somebody else. These guys show up at separate times, get out of separate cars, don't pass each other on the red carpet. They're making too much of it. They should be hanging around with their arms. If it was a platonic relationship, he'd have his arm around her on the red carpet, right?
And talking about how she was his best kiss ever.
Right.
Well, Perez, by the way, what couple famously did the exact same thing promoting Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Mm. And sort of. So they did have joint press conferences. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't go so far as to... make journalists come twice. You know, that's just a waste of people's time. That's inconsiderate.
Yeah.
Busy man got to go to the Starbucks and hook up.
Yeah, it's nothing short of an attack, Perez, a personal attack. So what else? Yes, this looks Yes.
Speaking of that, that other fellow, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, everybody knows that they just gave birth. But In Touch Weekly was reporting that Angelina has already been telling friends that she wants to adopt another child already. And it may be happening soon. And they both previously talked in the past about how they want to have these huge families, and they're making it happen real quick.
Brad should hope he's adopted by a hot 22-year-old who's not interested in the business. That's what I would do if I was Brad. He's gonna get tired of his kids looking like an orphanage, his house looking like an orphanage. At a certain point, he's going to realize this chick is nuts. He's going to get burnt out on this. He's got to be thinking somewhere in his mind, even at this early stage of the relationship, wow.
I disagree. I think they do split at some point, but I think she does the dumping. That's just my hunch.
Yeah, I don't think she can be caged.
Mm. I agree, yes.
She's like,
that's what her former lesbian lover said, that she can't be caged.
She's like she's like a crazy bird that needs to fly into stuff,
cuckoo.
But needs to fly.
Yes.
Okay.
It's Hollywood's been baby crazy recently, and the latest person rumored to be pregnant is my pal Tori Spelling, who just got married in Fiji last month. And also, this is my favorite thing, I just read in Us Weekly that she's fighting with the designer Randolph Duke, who was supposed to do her wedding dress, but she didn't like it because she says that it was tacky. And then she tried to get her deposit back, and she wouldn't give it to her.
Well, that's tacky, trying to get your deposit back when you're Tori Spelling and you have more money than God. Do you think that was a shotgun wedding?
No, I mean, it was obviously planned. They had a wedding planner. I mean, if it was a shotgun wedding, she wouldn't have even bothered to try to get a wedding gown. And
but
all that stuff,
I think Teresa means married because she was pregnant.
Thank you.
She was pregnant. Oh, I'm not heterosexually inclined. I don't know those.
Nah, it's breeder lingo. Oh. Why would you know?
You're going to play the gay card? Was she pregnant or wasn't she?
I think she is. That's the word going around. I mean, in fact, last week she's been photographed. I mean, I don't think she's trying to keep it a secret, but she hasn't officially announced it. She was photographed shopping at a baby furniture store. I mean, if that doesn't scream.
Well, maybe she just likes small furniture. I do that sometimes.
She is really thin.
Yes.
Well, somebody who's not pregnant but may soon be is Jenny McCarthy, who I think is just really hot and funny, and she's dating now Jim Carrey. Isn't that an interesting...
She won't admit it, though. She will not admit it in the press.
She's dating Jim Carrey?
Yes.
She will not admit nor deny.
They've been dating for a while. They've gone on dates in public. They've been seen holding hands, and I call them Jiminy, I kind of like that name.
All right, Perez, I'm going to have an epileptic seizure because of the phone line, so we're going to let
you
go.
I'll come in the studio next time, Adam.
Please, if there is one. Oh, the love of Christ. These goddamn cell phones. Every goddamn third call we get is on a goddamn cell phone, and they don't work that well, evidently. I'm going to go way out on a limb and say the quality, not quite as good as the landline. Call me crazy. And there's something about Los Angeles. I don't know why, but I travel to Idaho. The cell phone works better than it does in Los Angeles. There is no place people spend more time. Here's a riddle for you. Name me a land where people spend more time in their car, have more conversations on a cell phone, and the cell phone service is worse.
Haifa.
Answer, zero. Nothing. It doesn't exist. It just does. There are dead spots all over this town. Brusket. I don't know what we have to do, but we can't do any more of that cell phone BS. It drives me insane.
He's supposed to come in.
I know he was supposed to come in, but
Pops Corolla. Maybe we got to go listen to some Glenn Miller band on your Victrola.
Yes, I'll tell you. When I go home and listen to Les Brown after winding up my Victrola, I look. You know, it doesn't have to be a rotary phone. It just has to be a landline. All right. Well, anyway.
We'll get a gay guy to be in a kitchen. He'll come in every week.
Please. Please. All right. So, Tori Spelling, Pragers.
I'm going to guess that she must have been pregnant when she got married because that happened very fast.
This must be delightful for the children and the ex-wife of the guy who dumped them to be with her now. Little bun in the oven there. I'll tell you what, I think, especially as we talked about in other shows, for the little girls, when daddy goes out and starts a new family, you want to talk about scarring.
Oh, yeah.
That is scarring. You think about the implications of that, Dave, your parents still together, get up every morning together, eat breakfast, and then worship at your altar for a short hour and 45 minutes before they hit the gymnasium.
No, they don't hit the gymnasium until after the worship at the idol,
right.
Then 4 hours of listening to this show,
then the gymnasium. But imagine your dad breaking off, meeting a new chick, crapping out a handful of kids with the new chick, and then sort of going, don't worry, son. I still love you. Or don't worry, daughter. I still love you. We don't get a chance to hang out anymore. I got a new family over here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, if you think about it, what the implications are, there's no worse thing you could do, especially to a female and the young psyche. Yeah, you're 8, 10 years old. Fine. Papa found a daughter, a little girl that likes a little more. Likes more than you.
She's younger
spend time
and cuter.
Over there. Yeah, it's going to be great. Oh, don't worry. You wait by the mailbox. Daddy will send you something twice a year.
You'll get your birthday card 2 months late, but you'll get it.
Okay, baby.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Brought back memories.
T. Every Friday, we break T down. Brusket, get the Kleenex and the tranquilizer.
Here come the waterworks.
We will, there's another form of liquid we're going to be talking about in a second because.
Oh, no.
I mean, what?
I thought you were talking about your own liquid.
No. I meant salivating.
Oh, I see.
Salivating.
I'm sorry.
Thinking
I was thinking too low.
Where are you with the rear ending jokes?
Yeah,
Dave. Wherever the old Dave is, I'd like him back.
I don't.
No, it's actually right. All right, Jesse.
I'm not responsible for some of those things. That's Shelly, the cue card girl, by the way.
We have to fire her, Brusket. Jesse Jane, Kristen Price from Night Calls.
Boobies.
Saw their work just last night on Playboy Television. They're coming in. We're going to play a little strip spelling bee with them. Also, Dana Gould, comedian Dana Gould, still coming up. All that after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, opinions, celebrities, news, sports, and so much more.
This is Tori Spelling. You're listening to the insert adjective here. Adam Carolla Show.
Oh, I get it.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Hi, this is Jesse Jane, and every time I get invited to come to the Adam Carolla Show, I end up taking off my clothes. I mean, I have opinions on stuff.
Maybe poker's just not your game. I know. Let's have a spelling contest.
That is a fine idea. Spelling contest. Spelling bee. With a couple of D cups. Jesse Jane, Kirsten Price in here from Night Calls on Playboy Friday nights, 6 o'clock, but they seem to run that at all hours all days.
Yeah.
I see it all the time.
Yeah, they put it on. They rerun it over and over again. They go on a monthly schedule because it's only shot live twice a month. But everybody, if you didn't catch it, likes to watch us.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it holds up in terms of the reruns. You
right.
know,
it's evergreen.
You see a rerun of King of Queens or something, it's, I heard that joke before, but this never gets old. Well, thanks for coming back. I know Bobby. You guys are.
And regarding the spelling bee, and you mentioned D cup, double D cup. Fat Tad is posted outside. He's going to be the opponent
That's
in the
right.
spelling bee.
So he'll be stripping as well, but outside.
Yeah, well, he stripped the first time in here, and that was a punishment to us that I think was undeserved. May as well punish the general public as they drive to work.
Yeah, Big Tad is, we're doing a strip spelling bee, by the way. Big Tad, if I didn't say that 8 times already, Big Tad is out front of the IHOP.
Who? Big Tad.
Just to let you know, guys, I'm going to give you full tattitude right now because this is so messed up.
Ow, are you out on the street or are you in the IHOP?
I am inside the IHOP right now. Just by the way, just before we went on air, children showed up.
Wow.
Yeah, Adam, a whole family just showed up with little kids.
That is Larissa, who's there to guard Big Tad to make sure he actually takes off the garments of clothing.
It must be the customers, though, at the IHOP must be thrilled. They're like, look how fresh the meat is that they cook
here.
They actually have a live pig.
He's going to jail.
You know what, Adam?
Yes.
You know what I'm really excited about?
What's up?
My favorite Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, today became the longest-serving Republican of the House Speaker in history.
Really? I don't follow politics that close. I know he'd been in there for a while, but today he's the longest. Is today marks that?
Today marks it. He's seriously the longest.
Wow.
He sure is. And Hastert has achieved unprecedented success in his leadership. It's just so great.
It is, isn't it?
So great.
How are you guys going to celebrate?
I'm
a margarita or something. Yeah. I don't even know. I mean, just seriously. Well, this is even better than when Joseph Cannon served from 1903 to 1911.
Look, I don't want to rain on your parade, but I thought you guys would come in here, you know, beaked up on blow and tell us stories about Charlie Sheen. I didn't know you were into politics.
You don't understand. This is serious. I mean, this is so amazing.
It is. I mean, Republican speakers are just the best.
I know. I mean, it's seriously. Okay. I'm speechless right now because I'm just so excited.
Yeah, it takes my breath away.
Wow. Well, his longevity. I mean, he's like the Ron Jeremy of Republicans.
He really is.
Exactly.
The hedgehog, they call him. All right. Well, if you guys can, you know, get over your giddiness and put your game faces on because we have a strip spelling bee to do here. And Mike Dawson, our engineer Mike Dawson, the voice of the Adam Carolla Show, is going to be the master of ceremonies. Yes, Mike?
Good morning, Adam.
You ready? You have your words?
Absolutely.
And here's thinking.
You girls aren't wearing very many clothes. When I do any strip thing, I load up.
That's right. You layer.
I never do.
It gets hot outside during the day now. Mm-hmm.
That's right. We're in the summer.
Yeah.
All right. Fun. How are you going to beat the heat? I'll tell you how. Misspell a couple words.
I can't spell to save my life.
Good. So. Well, you can get naked right now.
Kirsten,
just get naked.
Loser by default.
And by the way, Mike August, the world's greatest talent booker from within the building.
Yay.
Is never seen him here before 10 a.m. and never seen him in the studio before 10:30 a.m. is now perched in the studio like a vulture on a branch. Mike, you don't think this is conspicuous? Sitting right behind the girls.
We're going to get him
naked. We're on to you.
I am here to monitor quality control.
The ass crack catbird seat over there. Never seen him in the studio before 10 a.m.
His final shred of dick.
I don't know about gigantic, but anyway. Oh, wait. I've heard stories. That's right. All right. Where are we? Should we start, Mike? Who are we starting with?
We're going to start with Big Tad.
Okay. Let's punch Big Tad up here. Big Tad?
I am so going to lose this.
Go.
Here. I do not want you guys to see those girls naked.
Don't jinx yourself. What is Big Tad's first word?
Bankruptcy. Tad lost his job and went into bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy. B-A-N-K-R-U. Are you
stupid?
let me do it again.
All right.
Okay, bankruptcy. B
B-A-N-K-R-U-P-T-C-Y, bankruptcy.
Wow.
He's a smart one.
All right.
Lucky job, people Dad. At the IHOP.
Keep your clothes. You could keep your clothes, your dignity, and the patrons of the IHOP get to keep their food down for a few more moments. Right. Now, let's turn to the ladies. Oh,
sensual. God. Sensual.
Spell it, Jesse. Come on. Wait, I can spell
it. The way
S-
the two porn stars
Here,
felt each other.
I wrote it down. S-E-N-S-U-A-L. Sensual. That was such a team effort.
Make them harder.
Spell it, Jesse. Go.
Now, who was that for? Was that the team? Are they you guys working as a team?
She can spell and I can't, so I need her.
Let's go back to Big Ted now. What do you have for Big Ted?
Asinine. I'm positive Tad won't know how to spell asinine.
God. Asinine. Okay, just give me, what part of clothing do you want me to take off?
Oh, guys, please don't do this.
Take off your goatee. Tear it off right there. Tad, why don't you take shirt off?
Already? You just want to go for the shirt already, huh?
Yes.
Can I just tell you guys that a woman just came out on the patio to sit here? Mm. Oh, Lord, please don't make
dinner and a show.
Hey, I love my body. I don't care.
Your body is a temple.
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome to the show your man boobs.
The International
House
of Shame.
Been desecrated. All right, so you've taken your shirt off, Big Tad. Let's move on with the ladies, Mike.
Lingerie. We all want to see Jesse and Kirsten in lingerie.
Lingerie. L-I-N-G-E-R-I-E. Yay! Lingerie.
Wow.
We can spell.
Yeah.
You guys can spell. You're into politics. All the stereotypes.
And we have boobies.
And we have boobs.
Yay.
Woo! Yeah. I know where this is going,
I wouldn't
and
know.
This is so bad.
All right, give
to
Big Tad
lose
another
the
one.
Shirts, ladies.
Are you ready, Tad? Cow. In this morning, Tad ate a whole cow.
Wait, cow? Oh, okay, cow. C-O-W, cow.
Perfect.
Go, right?
No, that's fine. Keep your clothes on.
He asks if that was right.
Now give the girls a tough one.
Cow.
Nymphomaniac. The porn star was a nymphomaniac.
N-Y-M-P-H-O-M-A-N-I-C.
No.
No. Really?
Yes.
IAC.
IAC. Sorry.
Damn it.
Ladies.
Okay, what article of clothing should we
wear? I just wanted to take off my clothes.
Yeah, she did. She threw that one.
This is heartbreaking, but you're going to have to lose an article of clothing.
Which one?
Which one do
underpants.
You want us to take off?
We're not wearing
underpants.
We didn't
wear panties.
We never wear panties.
I'm going to let you decide. That's up to you.
Shirts.
All right.
Let's go
Mine's
shirts.
Mine's kind of taped to me, so I might have a little residue.
Jessie's up on her hind legs now, pulling her shirt off, exposing her massive bosom.
Now, Kirsten didn't even wear a bra.
I didn't wear a bra or panties.
Yay!
So the boobies are out in one instance, and Jessie's got a bra.
Now look at Brusca over there.
Brusca's bra is off.
Eyeballing her like as Tad looking at the ambrosia salad.
It's a great show. A lot of fun.
Come on, look at him. He's beat red over
there. Carola, how can you go crazy? There are bare bosoms everywhere in this studio.
All right, we need
Don't
to take...
Don't tell my wife!
We need to take a break. Look at him. Look at Brusca over there.
Wow.
Sweating profusely.
I'm in heaven, Carola.
He's red.
Sure.
Do I make you nervous?
Sure.
Are you being
What if
shy?
I scoot a little bit closer? Get redder?
I was going to say he's red.
Is he going to get more red? The
if he's getting
I get?
Redder. Well,
he's backing away from
it.
He's backing away from
I was going to say he's red
he
because
the back.
All the blood is in his head, but not all of it is in his head, ladies. Let's take ourselves a break. Tad, hang tight at the IHOP. We have Kirsten and Jesse Jane in here from Night Calls. We'll continue with our strip spelling bee after this.
Look at this thing in my...
The Adam Carolla Show. This is what a year and a half of junior college sounds like.
Hi, this is Jesse Jane, and every time I get invited to come to the Adam Carolla Show, I end up taking off my clothes. I mean, I have opinions on stuff.
AdamCarolla.com. It's so much better than internet porn. The Adam Carolla Show.
this is Bob Saget. Call Adam Carolla. He's a really, really good guy, unless you know him really well. Call him at 1-866-901-ADAM. He likes model planes and hookers.
True and true. Kirsten Price, Jesse Jane in studio. The best hosts of night calls thus far. I'll tell you what, you guys are the cream of the crop.
Thanks.
I mean cream. I'm not sure what the crop part's for, but cream of the crop over there. I saw you guys last night. I was watching a little Lex in the City over on Playboy.
Oh, yeah.
Lexington Steel.
It's a big boy.
He is a big boy. You ever got down with Lexington Steel?
No, I haven't, but I know a lot of people that have.
He could hurt a gal like you.
Yeah, a little. I don't think I could take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Maybe if I tried really hard, but...
Whatever. I'd like you to climb that mountain known as Lexington Steel, and I would be cheering you on.
Thanks, you know, from the sidelines.
You'd come and watch from the sidelines?
Right in your corner cheering for you. Like a proud father. They Playboy's Night Calls, Friday night, 6 o'clock. But they put it on all the time. I saw it last night. Or at least they run promos for it all the time. And that's all you need.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. Those promos, they cut right to the chase. So we were doing a little spelling bee. Big Ted is over at the IHOP along with beautiful Larissa, who has a connection to Jesse Jane that we don't even have time to get into. I'm endlessly fascinated by that connection. They knew each other. Foxy, yeah, intern baby. Larissa. Larissa, Big Tad?
Yeah. We're here.
You guys, now Larissa, you're there as a spotter.
Yes.
You're there to make sure Big Tad does what Big Tad says Big Tad is doing.
Yes. And all right. Of course, as we come out here, people come out on the patio to sit and eat.
we have another word now. Mike Dawson, we're moving forward. Who's the next word for?
Next word's for Tad.
All right. Spell this word, Big Tad.
Cellulite. On his fat legs, Tad has a ton of cellulite.
Cellulite. Cellulite.
You're wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry. Ironically, you're going to have to expose more of your cellulite
now,
Tad.
Take it off.
What do you want me to?
Well, I'll say this. I'm not going to tell you what to take off, but your wallet and chain don't count as two articles.
I'll take off my shoes. How's that?
And Tad, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. Put the chain on the wallet when something is in the wallet. When you
don't have a license,
have
the chain right now.
Thank God. When you have money in your wallet or a license is not revoked, then you can actually attach it to your person with a chain. Until then, I find it ironic that the guys with the most chains have the least inside the thing that's chained up.
Well, where is he going to keep his Vons card?
On the keychain, like a man. All right. Besides, he doesn't need a Vons card. He walks in, Mr. Newcomb. Hello. Right this way. Gets his own concierge service. He goes right to the suite in the produce section. He's considered a high roller. He's a high roller at most parts. They'll fly him in. Markets will fly him in. They'll send a private Vons jet for him. Right this way, Mr. Newcomb. Yes, we're having... May I show you the canned ham selection we have? Yes, I'll take them all. All right, where were we? Now, let's keep moving forward, Michael.
With the girls.
Yes.
Derriere. One porn star spanked the other on her derriere.
I can't spell it. Sorry, you're on your own.
You have this. Come on.
I don't think I do.
I have.
Give it a try.
D-A-R-E. A-R-E. I don't know.
E-I-E-I-O.
This breaks my heart. But one of you ladies is going to have to remove another article of clothing.
I've got to stop just coming here with like two articles of clothing.
Yes.
I'm already out of the game.
Really? Your pants are coming off?
I mean, does my belt or my shoes count?
Let's say no.
No. I'll say no. All right. What is going on now? Kirsten is now dropping her pants. Mike August has already dropped his pants behind her. Mike, really, how transparent is this? You've never been to the studio before 10 a.m. and you've never wandered in here. I see you through the glass eating my bagels and that's all I see of you. You've never physically been in the studio before. Now you're here, bright and early.
It's Friday.
By the way, Brusca's eyes are literally, this is an expression, but they're literally been glued to
Christian's breast. He literally cannot take his eyes off her breast.
His whole body is purple.
His glasses have fogged over. His forehead is beet red, sweating profusely.
This is the best segment we've ever done on the show, Corolla.
I proclaim Friday's Nudie Friday.
Yay.
All right, so... Now, Jesse, what are you? Oh, you're topless. Nice.
Hey.
Nice work. Kirsten, you're totally nude. All right.
Wait, totally nude? No panties?
No, I never wear undergarments.
Mm.
I need to get like a sponsorship from Victoria's Secret.
I'll do it. All right. Do we have another one for Big Tad?
We're ready.
Big Tad, what are you down to?
Well, I took off my shoes and I have my shirt off.
Okay, so you're just wearing your silly, super long denim shorts?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Tad's next word.
Orangutan. Tad is a big, fat, hairy orangutan.
God, orangutan. O-R-A-N-G-A.
D-A-N-G,
orangutan. Hey, I thought this whole game was supposed to be about getting the girls nude.
Well, I'm already there.
That's a very important element of it. But it's
but
not
you're
only...
at IHOP, and yes. We need to get you nude, too.
Yeah, how about you so hop bad. Out of those jeans? And let me tell you something. We would like to titillate, that's one part of it, but humiliate. Is another part of our quest.
And the third leg of that is, too, is that anybody in L.A. who's looking to kickstart that diet, head on over to the IHOP on Wilshire near La Brea. You take one look at Tad, you will see.
You may not eat for a month.
Wait, hold on. I just got to make a quick announcement to these people. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for this, but it's part of a radio bit. I got a drop
track.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Larissa?
Yeah.
Is he taking his pants off?
Yes, and I can't do this. Oh, my God. I'm sitting with a woman eating her breakfast because I can't look.
Does Tad have a short stack?
I don't know. I'm not turning around.
There's no lumberjack in those shorts. I can guarantee you that. All right. Let's keep moving, Mike.
It's hard to focus with all these boobies.
It really
Even
is.
Even for me.
So, let's get Jesse out of those pants. That's what we need to do.
Are you ready, ladies?
Yes.
Venereal. The porn star got tested for venereal disease.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. I told you I can't spell.
Venture,
I don't even care. I'm naked, so I'm out. I could take my shoes off.
Venereal or venereal?
Venereal, as in vagina. Ariel.
V-A-N-E-R-I-A-L.
I really want to know how to spell that.
V-E-N-E-R-E-A-L.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
That's a trick question.
That's tough, but rules are rules,
I took my shoes off.
Sorry. Wow.
My shoes are gone.
Look at that.
Wow. And the naked Jesse Jane.
Well, Tad, if it's any consolation, we have two beautiful women completely naked in the studio.
And a lot of maple syrup in here, too, thanks to Briska and August.
Right.
I've seen that movie many a time, so I know what they look like naked, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's different to be right here.
Yeah. All right, one more question for the girls. If you get this one wrong, you have to make out.
Woo!
Great.
Yeah.
Let me find another hard one.
Tad, you're in your underpants?
Yes, I am. Sir.
All right.
Ready.
Stay there.
Yeah.
All right. I have no more use for Big Tad. I'm putting him on hold. He's become unnecessary to the show. I now realize he's in his underpants. He's at the IHOP. Life is for the living. Let's continue.
Fellatio.
Oh wait,
I think enjoys performing fellatio.
Mm.
I think that's how you spell it.
Okay.
I don't know though.
F E L A T I O.
How do you spell it? Is it an A?
It's an F-E-L-L-A.
There are two L's in there.
Son of a gun.
So close. But alas, rules are rules, ladies.
Take off your headphones, baby.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right. Brusket. Oh, my God. This is not that fake movie makeout business. This is real stuff.
They didn't have to work up to it.
Hold on. Gay Bill, the board op, why are you on your feet? You're gay. Tell your penis you're gay.
Yeah, but it's lesbianism. That's in my wheelhouse.
Oh, I see. Gay is gay.
On a technicality, he wins.
Interesting. Calling all homos.
All right.
Beat on a technicality. Well, thank you, ladies. You're great sports. I don't know how they run the real spelling bee, but if anyone is listening from the National Spelling Bee, you work in a little nudity, and all of a sudden, you got at least one new viewer. I can tell you that right now. All right, Brusket, you run to the bathroom, drop your shorts, and let a huge plume of steam out of your underpants. Would you please? It's going insane. Have you ever seen a naked woman before, Brusket?
He is so cute. Red.
And look at Mike hanging back there. Look at him. Look at him.
And he's smiling.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a vulture ready to swoop down on his prey. Look at him. All right, where are we? T, what's coming up in the news?
Well, Vince Vaughn whines about how he doesn't fit into the whole Brad, Angelina, Jen thing. And also, we'll talk a little bit about the real spelling bee, and a major, major celebrity confirms rumors that she is pregnant.
Mm. Oh. All right. Jesse, Kirsten, thank you very much. Kirsten, yeah. I should say.
He got it, finally.
Thank you very much. Night calls on Playboy TV. They run it all the time. Just turn it on and find it. We'll be right back with news and sports after this.
You're listening to the new Adam Carolla Show.
This is Dave Attell. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM. And some flunky intern's going to pick up the phone and put you on hold. And you'll have to listen to probably Air Supply. It's worth it.
If you're going to wake up with a strange hairy man, it might as well be him. The Adam Carolla Show.
This is Dana Gould, and you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show.
Dana will be in here in just a moment. Missed out on the porn festivities. Brusket is out of the studio. He tore a retina during it. Jesse Jane's ass cheek. It was really like he was 13 and back in summer camp and peeking through a knothole in the girls' shower room like he'd never seen a naked woman before. All right, Brusket. That's fine, my brother. Look, you enjoy. And by the way, where is Mike August, the booker? Does he not want us be in the studio for the all-important news segment
it's
of the show?
News. You'd think he'd be here.
You think he'd be interested in the news? Where'd it's Mike not. Go?
Maybe if I took my top off, Mike August would care about the news.
Yes. It's like a dog whistle. He doesn't even have to see your boobies. He can just feel them in the air. Go ahead. Give it a try, T. Where is Mike August, the number one booker? Where is he? I don't even see him. He's not in the green room. He's nowhere to be found.
He walked him out, I'm sure.
Interesting.
Well, look, you don't have to be Nancy Drew. He walked away with a little thing of porn in his hand, and I don't know where he is.
Gobbled up all the porn. All right. Now, it is time to move forward with the program. Teresa Strasser with the news.
A difficult transition, but I'm going to make it. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, a military jury convicted an army dog handler of aggravated assault for allowing his dog to bark in a prisoner's face at Abu Ghraib. The 12-and-a-half-year veteran was cleared of charges that he conspired with another dog handler to scare prisoners into soiling themselves. Still, the dog handler faces a maximum of 3.5 years. He is the 11th prisoner convicted of abuse at the prison.
He's 11th guard. Is he?
Yeah. Sorry, he's the 11th guard.
Prison
Thank
guard.
You. Thank
Look,
you.
What about the dog? The dog walks scot-free? I said the dog should do time.
You think it was the dog?
That's the real perp. Who did the barking?
That's
Not
true.
The handler.
It's true.
Scariest guys in the world are dog handlers. The guys, the military or the sheriff dog handlers. I did a bit for the man show where the police dog had to attack me. And the guy who handled the police dog was 10 times scarier than the actual dog was. Yeah, they're frightening guys. Big, scary guys. They get off on it. I mean, imagine a guy who's sort of comfortable with that. Yeah, what do you do? Oh, man. I let him chase them little black kids down the street and he pounces on them. It's awesome. You got to be there.
The German Shepherds do give me a little bit of the creeps, even though they're sweet dogs and very smart, but scary.
Yeah, it was kind of fun when I said, well, when I start running and then the attack dog takes me down from behind, how do we get the dog off? Well, that's up to me. Ooh. And I said, well, you just yell out a command or something? Well, sometimes it's a little tough to shut them off once we've turned them on. Like, fantastic. And what about my neck? This jacket's not going to protect my neck. No, it's not. You should keep your head tucked in like a turtle. Fantastic. Here we go. What a day.
Did you survive it?
Oh, my God. I know I talk too much, but let me just tell you what happened. It's like every goddamn story in my life. I said to the guy, look, I'm going to put this helmet on. I'm going to put these trousers on and this padded Nehru jacket on, and I'm going to start running. In about a three count, you're going to let your vicious German Shepherd go. And by the way, the German Shepherd doesn't think, oh, it's the guy from the man show. The German Shepherd thinks this is a perp fleeing the scene. He has one mode. It's attack mode. He says, I'll let the German Shepherd go. He will pounce on you from behind. He will take you down to the ground. And then you basically duck and cover at that point. Go into the fetal position so he doesn't latch on anything. Because he'll still be on you once you're on the ground. It's not like he knocks you down and then stands back. He continues to pounce. So we'll run over and see if we can get him off there. I said, well, look, I'm only going to do this thing one time. Obviously, it's not the kind of thing I want to do more than once. Plus, I'm freaked out because all your job is to do is pick a point in the distance on the horizon, stare at it, lamppost or tree, start running, and eventually you'll feel a dog bite you in the back of your neck and take you down to the ground. It freaks you out. So I said, we're only going to do this once. The director said, we need to do it in this lit area where the sun is peeking through. So let the dog go. And I said to the guy five times, let the dog go earlier than later because I don't want to do this again. I don't want to get down out of the light at the end of the thing. Sure enough, I start running. Here I go. I'm running. Now I pass into the lit area. Here it is. This is where the dog's going to attack me. It's about 50 feet away. Leave it. Pass out of that. Pass to the end. Get to the very end of the goddamn park and think to myself, well, I guess there's something. We decided to stop the camera. I start to turn around. A 80-pound German Shepherd hits me in the sternum and knocks me back into the fence. My helmet goes flying, and the dog proceeds to pounce on me. And I thought, the last thing that I will think before I meet my maker is, I told that a-hole to let the dog go early. That's all I told him. Nope, let it go late. Dog took me down. Somehow it still worked. Probably just because I said I wasn't going to do it again. It was the worst day of my life. Yes.
Right. People think show business is easy.
No!
Not that day.
No. Ask the porn girls.
Well, speaking of the porn girls, they just did a spelling bee. And last night, for the first time in its 79-year history, the Scripps National Spelling Bee was prime time on ABC. A 13-year-old New Jersey girl making her fifth straight appearance in the bee took the top honors. Catherine Close. Mm. Her final word, which I'm going to miss, Erspratch.
Yeah.
Yes, it means parent language.
Never felt dumber in my life. I swear to you, I do not know the difference between the theirs. They.
If
and
I said their. Over there.
I swear, is God is my witness, I figured out the over there, the T-H-E-R-E. That's that one,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
I figured that one out about 4 years ago. I was into my mid-30s before
I
dialed that one in.
If I said the porn stars took off their clothes.
Yeah, I would say that would be T-H-E-I-R.
That's correct.
And then there's one that involves a Y and an apostrophe or something, but I'm not sure how that one goes.
Yeah, if I said they're over at IHOP getting a short stack, that would be...
T-H-E-Y-R-E with an apostrophe
yes!
thing in there? Yeah! Hell yeah!
You should do PSAs. You know how Jerome Bettis does PSAs
for bronchitis?
To help kids with their asthma?
Yeah.
Like, you can overcome it. Like, you should do them for learning disabled kids.
Well, here's the
thing.
Look
at what I've achieved.
I was a horrible student in high school, obviously. I got right into carpet cleaning, then into construction, then into boxing stuff. Screw this spelling. That's for losers.
Yeah,
what do I need this for?
Exactly.
I don't need to know how to spell loser. I am one. I didn't know. And then all of a sudden, I get into show business, and people hand me stuff. I go, read this, and I freak out.
Tomorrow, we're going to work on 2, 2, and 2. Okay. Anna Nicole Smith.
There's 3 twos?
3 spellings of 2.
Wow.
Anna Nicole Smith confirmed rumors that she's pregnant. Yesterday, via a video message on her website, the father is some freelance entertainment writer no one's ever heard of. God bless her.
Oh, do we have that?
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
Well, let me stop all the rumors. Yes, I am pregnant. I'm happy. I'm very, very happy about it.
Mm. Incredible. She has like 9 lives.
I know.
She was Foxy 15 years ago and then got fat. That should have been the last of her, but back.
She came back. Well, she was the guest model, and then she gained weight, and then she had the reality show. That's what brought her back, and then she lost the weight. Now she's a child.
How dumb is this kid going to be? That's the question. Well, this kid should have to be forced to wear a helmet constantly to the mailbox.
Just
that kid
on
is going to be borderline
wheel.
Retarded, because not only do you have her retarded genes, you have the guy who thought it'd be a good idea to sire a child with her. Okay.
Well, God bless her and her child. I'm Teresa.
Oh yeah. Oh, Mazel Tov.
Of course, Mazel Tov.
Yeah.
You have to say that. I'm Teresa Strasser,
and
that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Big D, the scene of the crime last night for Phoenix Suns fans. NBA Western Conference Finals. Suns, Dallas Mavericks, Mavs, Dirk Nowitzki. Possible Nazi. Maybe, maybe not. You never know.
I'm going, yeah.
Yeah, 50 sure. points he scored to take Dallas to a 117-101 win and a 3-2 series lead. Not done yet, though. Game 6 in the Valley of the Sun tomorrow night. This evening, Shaq Fu and his pals host the Pistons in Game 6 of their series. Of course, the Heat have a chance to close that series out with a win there. Mm-hmm. National pastime. Dodgers celebrated the return of closer Supreme Eric Gagne with the win over Atlanta. Arizona Snakes stayed a half game up, though. They beat Atlanta. Wait, they beat Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers won. You know what?
Everyone tunes
this is
out
what
anyway.
Happened.
Just
hey,
keep
you're
going.
Right. This
Nobody
happened to
listens.
Me, too, with my Abu Ghraib
162
thing.
Games. Doesn't
you're right.
matter.
You're
if
right.
you blow one.
Thank you, Adam.
All right.
Over on the junior circuit, Athletics shut out the Twinks. Now, NHL, we got to get to that. But
sure.
first, I want to tell you something else about this baseball. This is a great story. USA Today ran a story that's getting a lot of attention. And apparently, the Colorado Rockies instituted several years ago a policy where they seek out born-again Christians for the team. Mm. Top-down, owner, general manager's a born-again Christian. Mm. All their players, they have Bible study.
Yeah.
They don't listen to music, and they don't listen to rock and roll music
Unless
in the clubhouse.
It's Christian rock.
They don't swear in the clubhouse.
Oh.
Yeah, they do listen. Can you imagine this? Listen to what the general manager, Dan O'Dowd, says. You look, they've been doing better than they have in the last 3 or 4 years. He says, you look at things that have happened to us this year. You look at some of the moves we made and didn't make. You look at some of the games we're winning. Those aren't just a coincidence. God has definitely had a hand in this.
Well,
what?
It's so sad.
This would be more offensive if our president didn't bank everything on what the Lord says to him. But still.
I got to tell you, I used to install closets with 4 born-again gangbangers, and it was all about the Bible, the Lord, and we used to have to ask for traveling mercy before we fired up the panel van and took off to install the closets. One guy, Frank, the guy with the teardrop tattoo, Frank spoke in tongues.
Really?
Yes. He was an ex-gangbanger who found Jesus Christ in the joint and used to go, shandala, 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 and the rest would all sit around to share the good news with him. And then there was the Ace Man.
Yake.
I would sleep in the back of the panel van using a furniture pad as a pillow and say, wake me up when we get to the house, fellas.
Well, how about this one? Washington Nationals.
Brutal.
They're appropriately named player Ryan Church. Last year, this is a story, said to the team ministry, he was dating a Jewish woman, and he said, because she's Jewish and I'm dating her, does this mean I'm going to hell? Minister nodded yes. Terrific story. Now, Stanley Cup Finals.
And baseball
are
players are our smartest athletes. Boy, are we in trouble.
It will be the Edmonton Oilers and the Carolina Hurricanes.
Mm.
And, of course, I'm still low, as we know. We talked about earlier. Chichu, of course, you know, he's been out for weeks.
Yeah.
Now Tamu's gone.
Mm.
I've done my best to pick up the pieces. I've sought out the Oilers. Fernando Pisani is a pretty good name. Carolina's got Frankie Caberly.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
One last chance. I'm going to give it one more try.
All right.
I'm going to see if I can make this work.
You got to keep moving on. You got to try.
Pisani and Caberly play hockey. Stop the music.
Dave, this is uncomfortable.
Stop the music. I agree.
You know what that was? That was a first date after you'd been left at the altar, trying to pick up the pieces, and just admitting halfway into the main course that this just, your heart's not there.
Not ready.
It's not ready. It's too soon, Dave. Don't blame yourself.
All right. I'm going to take one more week because, as I say, World Cup starts next week.
Take a couple of
weeks.
We
have, you know, we have Eugene in Spain. Listener Eugene in Spain.
Yes.
We also now, it turns out, I heard that, Therese.
I was hoping you didn't.
Do not yell at me.
Please.
Eric, we now also apparently
have. It
is Friday. It's crying Friday.
It's Freak Out Friday.
That's laughter, yes?
Okay. Yes.
Yes.
But I am a little hormonal, so you look at me wrong.
How about this, though? This will brighten your spirits. We have a listener named Eric in Norway.
Mm.
He informs me of some great World Cup names that we can look forward to.
It'd be nice if we could find one in Los Angeles.
True. Yeah. Until then, though, listen to what Eric says. There's a player on Ghana's team called Razak Pimpong.
Mm.
Another good name for my vagina.
Iranian goalkeeper Talebu.
See, Dave, already your spirit's being lifted.
Yeah. I know. It's bringing a smile to my face. And how about lastly, this one? The best player on France's team, Zinedine Zidane.
Mm-hmm.
Great name, but his nickname, Zizou.
Zizou!
I'm back!
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Dave, you shouldn't even stay in the studio. You should make haste, go to the recording studio, and start laying down tracks.
You're ready
right
to love
now.
Again.
Oh, it's going to be a furtive weekend.
Zizou. Oh, this is going to be a great weekend.
Try it. Maybe it works.
Not yet.
Too soon. Too soon. We'll take a break. Dana Gould. Comedian Dana Gould out in waiting in the wings. We're going to bring him in just one second and all that after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Comedy, opinions, celebrities, news, sports, and so much more.
Let me explain the genius of Gene Simmons.
The powerful and attractive Gene Simmons.
It's like what Snoop Dogg did with pot. Snoop Dogg can smoke pot wherever Snoop wants to smoke pot because he is Snoop Dogg. Gene has done the same thing for his genitalia.
Stick around. We'll be right back with more of The Adam Carolla Show.
I have a daughter, and porn is ruined forever. Because you just, do you have any someone's daughter on someone's daughter action? Maybe a movie where someone's daughter and eight people's sons get together? Jesus Christ.
Dana Gould in studio. Yeah, that's a hurdle I'm going to have to overcome in about 4 or 5 days. I got a couple of kids on the way.
Congratulations, you have a couple kids on the way.
Yeah, twins.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Mazel tov.
On the way, and I thought, how do I sort of balance having the young daughter against my love of pornography?
It's going away.
Is it?
It's going away.
The daughter's going to have to go?
Yep.
Okay.
This is going to be some weekend for you, Carolla. Your farewell to pornography.
Are they girls? Two girls? Or
a boy and a girl.
Do they fight in the womb for predominance?
I think they do.
Is it like
War
of the Gargantuas where they can't stop?
It's bigger than just a fist fight. I actually had to hand the boy a folding chair.
Inserted a folding chair to even the an arthroscopic folding chair was inserted into the womb.
Cage match, folding chair. Loser leaves town. That's the scary part.
Right. Loser leaves town. Here's my advice. Sleep now, because that's also going away.
You have. Now, what
I
do you have?
I have two girls.
Two girls.
Two girls.
Wow.
Four and two, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want girls?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a total fag. I couldn't.
Right.
As a boy, I don't know.
Ironically, siring children.
I want to play baseball.
Yes.
Talk to your uncle. I'm going to watch the Munsters.
Well, I'm a guy's guy. I like all the cars and the sports and all that stuff. And I always thought, well, it'd be great to have guys. That's going to be fun throwing the ball around. But I see my nephews. I have three nephews murder each other.
Yeah.
You know, 5, 6, and 7. They beat the snot out of each other constantly. Whereas the girls play tee.
Yeah, they play nice.
They sit down, they play nice. Oh, don't worry. They'll learn to hate stepmama when they're 14. I've already done the math on the step-parent thing.
Right.
We're going that
You've
direction.
You've already picked out the lady, too?
It was part of the prenup. Honey, if you're listening, the girl's going to need a stepmother to hate in about 13 years. I'm going to make sure that happens. She wants to realize that dream. But the boys beat the crap out of each other, and I don't know if I could take that.
We have a 3-year-old kid who lives next door who looks like a tiny Sammy Hagar named Max.
Perfect.
Who comes over to play with the kids. And my daughter, when she was 3, and I just hear, Max, knock it off!
From your daughter?
Yes.
Will she punch the kid?
Oh, yeah, no, she's a scrapper. My kids are Chinese, so they're very skilled.
Oh, so they're not...
Yes, yes, they're not.
No, I
human.
Didn't. No,
is that what you meant?
No, but
Dennis adopted children from China.
I adopted children from China.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's the Angelina Jolie of comedy.
Exactly. Well, actually, we have very bad news about that. Angelina Jolie is adopting one of our kids. We just
Oh, she does. Yeah.
She saw them at the farmer's market and wanted one of them.
Wow, she's cherry picking formerly adopted children already in America.
Every parent's nightmare. You get the letter in the mail.
She's officially adopted all the women, all the kids outside of this country. Now she set her sights on her homeland. Oh my God! It's a cookbook for whatever.
You better keep your kids under bags. Sorry, Angelina wants your kids.
Now, how does that, when your kids know they're adopted, there's none of that?
Not yet. Well, they're young. I mean, they know they're from China. They're very young. Yeah.
But do other kids talk to them about the difference between the color of the skin between them?
I think that will all come up. Mm-hmm. I mean, but what I find it's funny is, like, people will just walk up to you on the street. Oh, my, you adopted kids. What? Now, why did you do that?
Yeah, like, well, maybe
kind
the
of
kids...
a personal decision.
Right.
Yeah.
Go up to people with biological kids. So what'd you do? Just have sex? You just dump some Tatnog in the baby bunker? How'd it work?
I'll tell you, though, the good thing about going abroad to get the kids is you don't have that rebellious 16-year-old who wants to get hold of his biological father in Mississippi.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the other reason about, and you don't ever have to worry about, like, I want my gut, baby.
Right.
You know, you don't have to worry about Cletus and Brandine showing up.
That's my point.
I want my whelp.
Yeah, there's a certain thing. I always think it's a sort of an FU to the adoptive parents when the kid announces he wants to meet his biological parents who essentially sold the kid or gave the kid away or loved the crack pipe more than the kid.
Right.
We have to go get in touch with this person. And isn't it going to be disappointing?
It's only going to be disappointing.
What do you think? They're running a toy factory on some cloud somewhere?
When I met my parents, who didn't put me up for adoption but were so lame, that I had to kind of introduce myself to them again.
Did they know you?
Kind of, because I look like my dad, but I have a big family, and I went back when I was 25. And, like, you know, I left about 5 years ago.
Sure, Danny.
Right, Danny Gold.
Danny Gold, you're with the...
Yeah, you're in show business.
You're right on that card, the Family Guy cartoon.
Wait, Your Father Gets Home, or whatever that... It's a primetime cartoon, I don't know what it is.
Rocket Squirrel.
Yeah.
Well, I always say, people ask me why I adopt, and I think, well, I look at my family.
Right.
Religious weirdo, gun nut, biker, boozer, dead tooth, too many cats, the guy that talks to his truck.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I adopted it because genetically my testicles are full of poison.
Yeah, interesting. You're like an exterminator, not a man.
I'm full of genetic cuckoo juice.
Interesting. You didn't want to pass that demon seed along.
But is your wife sane?
Yeah.
Yeah, but his dominant cuckoo gene would overtake
the recessive
eggs. Her family's not getting put on any coins soon either.
We need to take a little break. Dana Gould in studio is going to be at the Hollywood Improv tonight and tomorrow night.
And by the way, he's one of the funniest comedians I've ever seen on stage in my life, so you should go see him.
All right.
That's nice.
I'm not going to, but I'm going to take your word for it. Hollywoodimprov.com is where you can go. It's going to be there tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dana Gould after this. Once
upon a well, all right. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
Adam Carolla in the morning. Hi, I'm Paul Rodriguez. You're listening to Adam Carolla en la mañana. See, the two L's become a Y. Why? I don't know.
Yeah, there's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show.
Nerd off. That's right. Patton, you're just going to yell nerd?
I'm going to yell nerd.
Nerd!
Beast, Iceman, and Cyclops.
Wow. Nice job.
Nerd. The color yellow. Nerd! E is energy, M is mass, and C is the speed of light.
Wow.
Nerd! Neutral, lawful, and chaotic.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, Patton has made short work of you nerds.
Frozen Patton dinner. Runs Bartertown.
I don't know something. What you won, but I'm ruling out dignity. Patton Oswalt, our reigning nerd champion. Well, we thought we had nerds on the staff here, but evidently not ever getting laid and being good at nerd trivia are neutrally exclusive.
Patton is pure energy when it comes to
that. He is. He is. Dana Gould is a bit of a nerd, though, and what we're trying to do, Dana, is get our celebrity nerd off going, so we're looking for recruits.
Okay.
Formidable nerd himself, his area of expertise, Dana, is, of course, Planet of the Apes.
Planet of the Apes, and the like, that era.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I have my areas. I can't do comic books with Patton and Brian. That would be a fool's errand.
Well, I'll tell you the whole thing. It's like the decathlon. Everybody, you know, has their own strengths. Mm-hmm. Some guys it's the pole vault, the others the 440. The point is can you play your strengths and can you be good enough in the categories you're not so strong
every question's
at.
Not going to be about apes, I'm afraid.
Right.
It's okay.
Here is a tough Planet of the Apes question, though, that I have in front of me.
No such thing.
Though not referred to by his name in the film, Charlton Heston's character's full name is in the credits.
George Taylor.
Oh, maybe not as you tough as I thought. Alright, let's go Star Wars. Yeah. What planet does Luke travel to in search of Yoda?
Dagobah.
Empire, right?
Nerd!
Oh, really? It's Dagobah?
It's a planet in the Dagobah system.
It's a Dagobah system.
I'm sorry,
system,
I thought
right.
This was going to be hard.
Yeah, you've insulted Dana with the simplicity.
I'm taking my clothes off.
I'm sorry, your geek ship. It will not happen again.
Well, he's gained entry in my book.
He's got to be in, just based on those two questions alone.
All right. Come on, get, throw me a real one.
Oh, boy, let's see. I just threw my...
I thought it was going to be like the name of the band playing the Cantina theme.
Which is what?
That I was afraid I didn't know. I think it's something like Droopy McCool. Droopy McCool. See, yeah. I was close.
Well,
but in Return of the Jedi, it was Snice Noodles.
What's Snice Noodles and the girl that sang?
I'm getting wet.
And let me say something, Brian.
I am too, but it's a liver malfunction.
Your nerdmanship is at all-time high when the cameras are off and the lights go dim. But as soon as we hit you with the microphones, you clam up. You're a wallflower. Patton kicked your ass. I lost good money on that.
You choked.
You choked, buddy. Let's see. How about a mystery science...
theater question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Name
this is going to be very
the
soon.
Two robots on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
There's three robots really. There's Crow,
mm-hmm.
Cambot,
mm-hmm.
and Joel is going to kill me if I blank on it. It's give me a minute. I can just do this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Robot roll call. But if I can I substitute T-T-S. With Joel's number?
I'm going to give you I'll give you the initials TS.
I'm just drawing. I know it, but Tom Servo.
Yes. Yes.
Hold it out.
And I can tell you what Crow was made out of. It was a baseball bowling pin cut in half and a lawn highlight.
Mhm.
Cup.
This is damn split. Exciting stuff.
It is.
Unfortunately, that's not one of the questions, Dana. All right, Dana Gould.
I can substitute this knowledge into three words. Avalanche of women when you leave the
Sure. You'd be crushed by them.
Juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
Dana Gould going to be at the Hollywood Improv. HollywoodImprov.com is where you go to find tickets tonight.
Tomorrow night.
We will look forward to his impending nerd off with Patton Oswalt, and we'll find a third, possibly Brian Posey.
That's good company.
That's a lot of nerd. All right. I want to thank Larry Blidner, Tracy Morgan. Boy. Was he a live wire? Frank Vincent, Joe Ganascoli, Perez Hilton. Oh, screw him. Jesse Jane and Kirsten Price. And, of course, Dana Gould. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.